magic trick. You understand?
Show us, Jeffy.
Sure, show us.
All right, I just need $20 to do the trick.
I'm not going to pull out $20.
Come on, Marvin. Pull out the $20.
Here.
All right, I'm going to make this $20 disappear.
Oh, no, you're just going to grab it and run away.
No, I'm not, Daddy. It's a magic trick. Oh, magic trick, dick. Disappears and shit.
Well, you're just going to tell me to close my eyes, and then you're going to grab it and run away.
No, I'm not, Daddy. Keep your eye on the $20.
Oh, I am.
All right, I'm going to make the $20 disappear. Abracadabra!
Ow! Hey, Jeffy, get back here!
Wait, where did the $20 go?
Jeffy took it. I knew he was going to do that.
But where did the $20 go?
In Jeffy's pocket, because he ran away.
Where is it?
I hate you. I hate you so much. Someone at the door.
Hello?
Marvin, help!
Wait, why are you in handcuffs?
Well, Goodman here got caught trying to evade his taxes, and then he tried to bribe an IRS agent.
You tried to bribe an IRS agent?
Yes, they only make $61,000 a year, and I was going to offer them $70,000, which is more money than they make in a year in a single day.
And he's admitting to it.
Well, all right, well, how about I give you the $70,000 and you just don't arrest me?
Now you're trying to bribe a police officer, so that's another charge.
I'm not trying to bribe, I'm trying to help the poor.
Wait, why'd you come here, Goodman?
Because I was going to give you the $70,000 so you could bail me out of jail.
Why don't you get Chives to do it?
Well, because he's got to go to court with me to plead my case and tell him how much of a good person I am.
I'm not going to try very hard.
Right, so, Marvin, on. I need you here. Take it. If I'm in there longer than 30 seconds, I'm going to bite your balls off.
$70,000.
Who was at the door, Marvin?
Oh,
where did you get all that money?
Okay, so look, Goodman got arrested for not paying his taxes, so he gave me $70,000 to bail him out of jail. But I was thinking we don't bail Goodman out of jail and we keep this money for us.
Wait, how long is he going to be in jail for?
Probably years. Not paying your taxes is a serious crime.
Yeah, I don't know, Marvin. He might get really mad if you don't bail him out.
You're right, but think about all the nice things we could do with this money.
Yeah, Jeffy could make it disappear.
No, no more magic tricks. But think about it. I mean, if I bail Goodman out of jail, he might not ask me for any more house payments. But if Goodman's in jail, then I don't have to give him a house payment because he's in jail. I don't know what to do with this money. Do I do the right thing? Or do I do the wrong thing?
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer. And today I am trying out a new hairstyle. What does everybody think?
I like it. You look like George Washington.
I hate it. Okay, today we will be hearing the case of Mr. Goodman, who is being accused of not paying his taxes, as well as bribing an IRS agent to continue to not pay his taxes. Mr. Goodman, what have you to say about this?
It was all Chimes' idea. He's a sad old man, so he came up with the idea all by himself.
But that's not true, Your Honor.
Well, I have already spoken with this IRS agent, and I find you guilty. And if Chives is your mastermind, then I find him guilty as well. You see, I am paid through taxpayer money. That means you're fucking with my money. So I sentence you to 24 hours in prison and to pay $100 million to the IRS. Or me, if you want. I'd prefer me.
Ah! $100 million? I'd rather you put me in the electric chair!
Come on, you two.
But why me? Why me? I didn't do anything!
All right, get in there, you two.
Ew! Brick walls? Where's the marble tile? And the granite countertops? And the quartz flooring? Ew! Poor!
This is jail. We don't have any of that.
Please, sir! Don't lock me in here! I'm not supposed to be here! I'm just the butler! I'm innocent!
All right, zip it, you two. You guys did the crime and you were found guilty, so you have to spend the full 24 hours in jail.
What, Chives? A hook! Do you have a bed sheet? Because I'm going to Aaron Hernandez myself. Or maybe Jeffrey Epstein.
All right, that's it. You're on a live watch. I'm going to be back every 15 minutes to check on you.
Oh, I'm not going to make it in here, Chives! I need to lie down. Ew, poor! What is this bed? And Frank slept on something better than this. This bed looks like it came from North Korea, and it's covered in bed bugs and lice and Ebola. Chives, I need you to lay on this mattress so I can lay on top of you so I don't have to touch it.
Sir, I don't believe I have to listen to you in here.
Chives, I'm going to make you my jail yard bitch, and for dinner you're going to have a mouthful of Goodman balls if you don't lay your ass on this bed.
Very well, sir.
Ugh, I love my Chives mattress. I wonder if it came with the vibrate feature. Vibrate, Chives. Oh, it did. I love the lower lumbar support. Oh, Chives, I have to shit, mouth.
No, sir. There's a toilet right over there.
Well, this time you got lucky, Chives, but come over here. You need to wipe me.
Very well, sir.
Ew, Chives, what is this toilet? It looks like like it has herpes and syphilis all over it. I'm going to need you to lick it clean so I don't get herpes on my ass cheeks.
But, sir, isn't that what toilet paper is for?
Well, do you see any toilet paper in here? Because I sure as fuck don't.
Well, maybe we could ask a guard for some toilet paper.
Chives, we don't have time for that. I have to shit now. Lick.
But,
Chives, clockwise. Come on.
It's on my tongue. I think
lick.
It's sick.
Up, Chives! Lick! Hurry, Chives, I have to shit. Pull my pants down. It's velcroed in the front and back.
Okay, sir.
Hurry, Chives, because if I shit in these pants, you're gonna have to lick them clean.
Ooh, you should be good now, sir.
Chives, you know I can't shit until you say it.
Oh, very well, sir. All aboard the poop train. Doo, doo.
Chives, I need toilet paper, and there isn't any, so give me your shirt.
But, sir, this is cashmere.
Well, it's about to be assmere, so give it to me.
Please, sir, can we just ask the guard for some toilet paper?
No, Chives, and also, there's no bidet, so I'm going to need you to spit on my asshole. Spit, Chives, spit.
No, please, sir, no.
Spit, damn it. Oh. More spit. It's starting to dry.
Oh, God,
come on.
I should probably go check on him.
Come on, Chives, a loogie!
But, sir, my mouth is very dry!
What the hell is going on in there?
Dear God, officer, please give us some toilet paper!
Chives, when did I say stop spitting? Where's my loogie?
Oh, dear God, if you needed toilet paper, all you had to do was ask! Here!
Slam dunk!
No! Why would you do that? We needed that!
No, we didn't, because you spit-shined my asshole pretty good, Chives. Thank you.
Oh, no.
Okay, you two just knock it off. Next time you need something, just ask.
Yes, I need something. If you're taking dinner orders, I'll have the filet mignon, medium-rare peppercorn with blue cheese crumbles, a side of asparagus, caviar, and a baked potato. And also, I'll have a glass of Cabernet Sauvignon 2017. And for Chives, he'll have the fancy feast, because he's a fancy little fucker. Meow, Chives.
Meow.
Good boy.
This is prison, so we don't have any of that stuff.
So no fancy feast? I'm sorry, Chives.
No, all we have are fish sandwiches.
Oh, well, cats like fish, so go ahead, Chives.
Well, it's better than what you normally feed me.
So when should I expect my filet mignon?
Actually, everybody gets a fish sandwich.
Ew! Jail fish? Where do you even get that from?
Well, it just comes in a truck.
So it doesn't come from Nobu? So it's not mahi or yellowfin tuna?
I don't know, man. It's just fish.
Ew! Poor! I'm going on a hunger strike!
For 24 hours?
Yep!
Okay, if you want to.
Wait! I didn't say no to the fish sandwich!
No, Chives! I'm not gonna let you eat that shitty food! Now, come on. I have to lie down.
Oh.
Don't you start complaining, because complaining gives me the runs!
Oh, I'm so excited to have you sit with me!
Alright, Chives, down. Oh. Down! Down! Ugh. So what the hell are you supposed to do in this shithole anyway? There's no golf course or yacht with bitches or Lamborghinis? Chives, you know I hate it when you mumble. Open your mouth when you talk. What the fuck? Chives, breathe! Breathe! What were you saying?
Sir, I was saying maybe we could play tic-tac-toe.
Well, I don't see a pen or fucking paper in here, do you? Unless you smuggled some in your ass.
No.
All right, then, down.
But, sir, what if we ask the guard for a pen and paper?
Okay. Call the fucking guard, Chives. I'm not going to waste my words.
But, sir, you just said so many more words.
Chives, don't make me shit.
Guard! Guard!
Hey, knock it off, you two. Now, you guys are going to get a third cellmate. See, there was a brutal assault in another cell, and there was shit everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know who did it, but I know it wasn't Bubbles, because he's way too friendly. So he's going to be in your cell for a little while. Come on, Bubbles, get in there.
Oh, Chives, protect me!
What's up, cute little hoes?
Oh, hello, sir.
You a beautiful little butterfly, ain't you?
Sir, did you hear that? He called me a beautiful little butterfly.
I got some soap for your ass cheeks.
Oh, perfect! Grab it, Chives, and start spitting!
Very well, sir.
Yeah, you don't want to drop this soap. We only got one. Hold on pretty tight, okay?
Okay.
Oops. Pick that shit up.
Sir, I believe I've dropped the soap.
Yeah, you did. Pick that shit up.
Pick it up, Chives.
We don't waste soap here, nigga.
But, sir, I feel like if I pick it up, something bad will happen.
We're wasting time.
I feel
pick
like...
Pick up the damn soap.
Just pick it up, Chives.
But something bad's gonna happen, sir.
Nothing bad gonna happen. I hear, man. This Bubbles house. Pick up that damn soap, nigga.
Oh,
okay.
What's that?
Hey, don't be scared, nigga. I'll be gentle, I promise. You ain't gonna just walk up in my cell all double-cheeked up and shit and not gonna throw it back on daddy. That ass for me.
Good news, Goodman, you made bail.
Oh, God. Just me or Chives, too?
I thought he was with you.
No, he does everything for me.
Oh, God. Please, please don't let me stay here.
All right, Mustache, it's your turn now.
Chives, fetch.
But, sir, it's your turn! No, it's your turn now!
I'm ready to go now, please!
Okay, come on!
Thanks for finally bailing me out of jail, dickhead. What took so long? Chives had to spit shine my ass!
Well, you see, the 70,000 was heavy. I had multiple trips to the car.
And you thought about spinning it, didn't you?
Oh, no!
Don't you lie to me. I have cameras in this house, and I heard you and Porky Pig thinking about spinning it.
Wait, who's Porky Pig?
You little piggy.
Aww.
Well, look, I did the right thing. I bailed you out. So, what's my reward?
You get a thumbs up. Good job, bud. You did good.
Well, you see, I bailed you out of jail.
I gave you the money to bail me out of jail. All you had to do was drive down to the jailhouse and then pay the bail. That's way more work than you do sitting on your ass all day.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, but I left Chives in the jail cell. He's getting railed. But I'll leave him in there for a few weeks until he learns his lesson about tax fraud. Old fuck. Anyway, tomorrow, house payment. Give it to me.
I should have spent the money. Guys, today's my birthday!
Happy birthday, dude!
Thanks, Joseph!
What?
You didn't say happy birthday to me, Cody.
Well, I was going to, but then Joseph said it first, and the way he said it was so loud that I couldn't say it, so I just figured I'd hang back and say it later.
So you're not going to tell me happy birthday on my birthday?
Well, happy birthday, Jim.
I don't want you saying it now. You're only saying it because I'm mad.
Well, I wanted to say it before, but I couldn't.
You couldn't say three little words, happy birthday?
Well, Junior, that's two words.
I thought you were supposed to be smart. It's happy birthday.
But no, Junior, birthday is one word.
Well, it's two words. Oh, okay, look. Cody, listen to this. When women have a baby, it's called...
Birth.
And what's today?
It's a day.
It's just a day to you? It's just a normal day? It's not my birthday?
What, Junior, come on!
So you forgot my birthday. Just say it. You forgot my birthday. That's why you didn't say it.
Well, I didn't forget your birthday.
Yes, you did. You only said it after Joseph said it. I called you out on it.
Yeah, dude.
Junior, no. You literally just said it's my birthday today. So, of course, I knew it was your birthday.
I have to tell you guys it's my birthday. I never said it was my birthday.
You just said it a minute ago.
Joseph, thank you for remembering my birthday.
Well, no problem, dude. You know I'm a good friend. I'm always here for you, bro.
And I'm turning 12 years old. And since I'm 12, I'm a big boy. And I can do so much more stuff than when I was 11.
Like what?
Like I can stay up past 9 p.m.
Ooh.
And I can ride a bicycle without training wheels.
Ooh. Junior, I've never seen you ride a bike.
And I can also put together a 1,000-piece puzzle without eating the pieces or choking on them.
No, you can't, Junior.
Yes, I can.
Really? Okay, here's the pieces. Do it.
Show them, dude.
Yeah, I totally can put this puzzle together without choking on the pieces, like the box says. Just
Junior, I told you you can't do it.
The pizza just looks so delicious.
I know, Junior. Nobody can put together a puzzle without trying to eat the pieces until they're at least 13.
I know.
They're just so colorful and weirdly shaped, and you can't help but wonder what they'd feel like in your mouth.
Scotty!
Stop it, dude!
See, Junior? I told you, they're just so bite-sized, and they melt in your mouth.
Yeah, let's get rid of these pieces. I don't want to choke. All right, guys, I got rid of all the pieces, so we're not going to choke.
Junior?
What?
You forgot a piece.
Dude! Stop me!
No, spit it out! Oh, dude, it almost had me.
I know, stupid puzzle pieces. Oh. All right, guys, so you're saying that now that I'm 12, I can't do anything cool?
No, Junior.
Well, what age can I start doing cool stuff?
65.
65? What can I do at 65?
Well, you can retire, play checkers, and then die.
I don't want to do that yet.
Ooh, when you're 21, you can drink.
What?
Really?
No way.
Yeah, you can drink at 21.
No, dude, he's lying.
He's lying. You're telling me at 21, I can drink a glass of water?
Yeah.
Can I use a straw?
Well, I don't know about a straw, but you can drink.
What about Hawaiian Punch?
Yeah, definitely.
So I can drink liquids at 21?
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy.
Imagine eating McDonald's and being able to drink a Sprite with it. I can finally have the Travis Scott meal.
Yeah.
With the Sprite.
Ooh, the Sprite, dude.
Okay, Cody. Okay, yeah. So, I want to be 21.
Well, you got to wait 9 more years, Junior.
I don't want to wait 9 years. That was
long.
I wish there was a way to be older faster.
Wait, is, dude.
What?
You don't turn 12 until you blow out your candles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. What? Yeah, however many candles that are on your cake, when you blow them out, that's how old you are.
What? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so if you change the 12 to a 21 on your cake and the candles, and then you blow out the candles, you'll be 21.
It really works like that?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so let's go change my candle to 21, and I'll blow it out.
Okay.
Let's go do that.
All right, guys. Here's my cake.
Happy birthday, Junior. Junior, they spelled your name wrong.
No, they didn't.
That's not how you spell Junior.
Yeah, it is. Look, read it.
That's just the month of June and then year.
It says Junior. My name's Junior.
But no, your name has an I in it.
No, it doesn't. Where's the I?
It's in the I. It's the Junior.
Oh, you know, you're just making that up. Joseph, can you read that for me?
Happy birthday, Junior?
Yeah, it spells Junior, right, Joseph?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Cody, you don't know how to spell? You thought birthday was one word. It's two words. Birthday. That's Junior. My name's two words.
Okay, fine.
All right, so I'm going to move the candles to 21.
All right, Cody, is that 21?
Is that 21? Yeah, Junior, that's 21.
I just want to make sure I spelled it right.
Spelled it right? Junior, it's numbers.
Well, you keep thinking birthdays are words, so I want to make sure that was 21.
All right, guys, here's your drinks.
Drinks? Junior, Chef Phoebe's offering us drinks, but we're not 21 yet.
What? That's against the law.
Dude, it's totally illegal. He can't do that.
Yeah, Junior, Chef Phoebe could go to jail for offering us drinks. We're minors.
Chef Phoebe, you do know you're offering us drinks.
Yes, how else are you going to eat your dry cake?
He doesn't understand what he's doing wrong.
Junior, I think we need to call the police. If we accept those drinks, then we're breaking the law, too.
Yeah, we'll be underage drinking, and I'm not 21 yet until I blow out those candles. Yeah, call the cops, Cody.
I'm on it.
Chef PB, we really don't want these drinks.
Whatever, I'm going to go get one.
He has such a problem.
All right, Junior, I called the cops.
Where are they?
Oh, that must be them.
Oh, God.
Hello?
Thank God you're here. My personal chef is offering us drinks and we're not 21.
Wow. Yeah, that's a pretty serious offense.
He offered me coke.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, what's going on here?
This is my first birthday party.
Yeah, I'm turning 12.
Wow. Okay, yeah, that's a big no-no. I got to talk to this guy.
He's in here. He's in the kitchen. All right, officer. That's the guy right there. That's the guy that offers the drinks.
And the coke, right?
Yeah, him right there.
He's going to jail for a long time. Right after we stop by my house.
Oh, man. Just got done cleaning my cake pan. Now I can have some delicious coke.
Oh, man. Did I just hear what I think I heard?
Oh, wait, officer, what are you doing here?
Oh, you seem flustered all of a sudden. You surprised to see me or something?
Yes, you're in my house. What are you doing here?
Well, I'm here because I heard you were handing out drinks to minors.
Yes, I was.
And coke.
Wait, no. It was for the dry cake.
Oh, dry cake. Is that what you're calling it now? Okay.
Yes, it's dry cake. I cooked it. It's just over there. It's a lot of it.
Oh, there's a lot of it. What are you distributing?
I made it myself.
Oh, okay, Escobar. I didn't realize I was taking down the whole operation. All right, you're under arrest.
What?
Turn around. You have the right to remain silent. If you can't afford a lawyer, too bad, so sad. All right, you're coming with me.
No!
I'm so glad we got Chef Phoebe off the streets.
Yeah, the world's a better place now. Anyway, Junior, I already lit your candles.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and just blow them out.
Okay.
Wow!
Wyatt!
You're not gonna sing me happy birthday?
Uh-oh!
You're just gonna let me blow up my candles without singing me happy birthday?
No, I just...
You just forgot it was my birthday?
No, I didn't forget it was your birthday. I just lit the candles.
Maybe you lit the candles because it was getting cold and you wanted to get warm.
I'm not a caveman, Junior.
Wow, you're not gonna sing me happy birthday. Joseph, can you sing me happy birthday, please?
I got you, dude.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to
you. Shut up, Cody!
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Junior. He's the coolest kid in the world.
Thank you, Joseph. That was beautiful.
Only for you, bro.
I'm glad I have a friend that cares about me and remembers my birthday. Mm-hmm. And just doesn't just light my candles without asking me. What? All right. Whoa. Guys, am I 21? Did it work?
I think it worked.
It worked? Joseph, is there anything different about me?
Dude, why are you talking like that? It's weird.
Yeah, you sound like Barney.
What am I talking like? Do I sound different? I'm just screwing with you guys.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I just wanted to do a funny voice. Is there anything different about me, though?
Well, you have a mustache now.
Well, I have a mustache? Why?
Oh, well, everyone just spontaneously grows a mustache when they turn 21. Even girls.
What, really? Wait, is that why Chef PB has a mustache?
Yeah, he just never shaved his.
Whoa! I have a mustache! That's so cool! I'm gonna go drink all day.
Whoa, careful. Junior, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, I do. I'm gonna get the Travis Scott burger with a Sprite.
Ooh, Sprite.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with my... Let's go get it.
All right, everybody. My name is Brooklyn Guy, and welcome to AA, Addictions Anonymous. Everybody here is addicted to something. That's okay. We're not going to judge. All right, we're all weirdos here. Like me, I'm a workaholic. That means I'm addicted to working. I have a whole bunch of jobs, and I apply for new ones every day. Now, I don't know if that's because I want to get away from my wife or what, but that's my addiction. So we're going to go around the room, everybody's going to introduce themselves and explain what their addiction is. All right, we'll start with you there, Shrek.
Hey, all you donkeys, my name is Shrek.
Hi, Shrek.
And I am addicted to cheesecake!
Well, that sounds pretty serious.
Oh, it is, Mr. Police Officer Donkey. I just can't stop eating all the cheesecake! I have cheesecake for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner! I just can't stop eating all the cheesecake!
Oh, well, that's too bad. I really hope you beat that someday.
Me too, Mr. Police Officer Donkey.
All right, let's see who's next. How about you, the superhero?
Judith, baby, he's up to you.
Tyrone, stop saying my name. I'm supposed to be anonymous. That's why I have the costume. Hi, everybody. My name is Judith.
Hey, Judith.
Donkey.
Tyrone, stop saying my name.
Baby, you already said it.
Okay, everybody, I'm addicted to Dr. Pepper. I down him every night.
Yeah, she loves a soda.
He's my OBGYN.
Yeah, she don't know her alphabet at all.
Okay, Tyrone, it's your turn.
Yeah, hey, everybody, my name's Tyrone.
Hey, Tyrone, Donkey.
And I'm addicted to cheating on my wife.
It's true, he's a little horn dog.
Yeah, we ain't talking about love. Wieners on a stick, covered in bread. Yeah, I love cheating on my wife, and I got a problem. Ain't that right, baby?
Yeah, it's okay, honey.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that was very big of you guys to admit that. Now, you see, everybody? Even superheroes have problems. Thank you for that. All right, how about you over there?
Me? Okay, hey, everyone. My name's Mario.
Hey, Donkey.
And I'm addicted to feeding my son green beans. Like, I don't know what to feed him. Like, he wants other foods. He tells me he wants other foods, but I just want to feed him green beans. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Oh, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with wanting your kid to be healthy. All right, now you, the new guy.
What? Me? I don't even know why I'm here.
Oh, well, I'll tell everybody why you're here if you don't want to.
Okay, fine. I gave drinks to minors.
And what else?
Coke? You what?
You're a monster.
Shame him.
Oh, come on. It was just soda.
Don't try to lie. You. Ooh, wait, what?
I gave them Coca-Cola for a cake because it was a birthday party.
Coca-Cola? Oh, drinks. But I didn't ask what kind of drinks. Oh, okay. Oh, man. I am really, really sorry. That is embarrassing. I am an idiot. I'm sorry, everybody.
Guys, I got the Travis Scott meal. It's lit.
It is?
Yeah, it's lit. Right, Joseph?
Yeah, it's lit.
It's lit.
Well, what's lit about it? I mean, it's just a burger and fries.
This burger's gonna make me go sicko mode.
Jenny, I don't think you should be eating anything that's gonna make you go sicko mode. Are you gonna get food poisoning? Did they just not cook the burger?
Cody, it's Travis Scott!
Who?
The guy from Fortnite!
I think I remember seeing something about that.
Yeah, the guy from Fortnite, they gave him his own cheeseburger.
So he's like a video game character?
Yeah, he's from Fortnite.
Dude, I think he raps.
No, he's from Fortnite.
Oh.
Pretty sure he's a rapper, dude.
Fortnite.
Well, why does he have a hamburger?
Because he was hungry.
Oh. Well, I mean, I've been hungry before, but nobody ever made me into a meal.
Well, I didn't get it for the burger. I got it for the Sprite. It comes with a Sprite.
Well, why didn't you just order the Sprite?
Well, look, I'm 21 now, and I can finally drink, so I'm going to drink my Sprite. Oh, it's so good. Oh,
careful, Jenny.
You're not my mom. Shut up, Cody. I don't even know my mom.
Jenny, you really cannot hold your spray.
I think I'm gonna barf.
Dude.
It did make you go sicko mode.
Where's my keys? I'm gonna drive.
What? I don't think that's a good idea.
Ah, Wally, we're going for a drive.
Excuse me, sir?
Oh, shoot, it's the cops. Hey, Wally, do you have any gum?
You sure you're okay to be driving that Wally?
Yes, Ossifer. I'm perfectly inebriated to drive my Wally tonight, okay?
Is that a Sprite I smell on your breath there?
No, I haven't had any Sprite. I know the rules. I wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, really? Because it seems like you've had a few drinks.
No, I haven't had a few. I had one big cup.
Yeah, well, you do know that it's illegal to drink Sprite and then drive a Wally, right?
Yeah, I know the rules. I was born today.
Is Wally flicking me off there?
Oh, Wally, stop it. Wally doesn't like the police. Wally's dad was another Wally, and he got arrested.
Yeah, well, it's not a very nice Wally.
You know, bad Wally, stop it.
You naughty boy. Naughty.
Yeah. You know what? I think I'm going to have to take you in.
No, hold on. You ain't asked for my ID. It's right here. Go, Wally, go!
Hello?
Is this yours?
Chef Pee-Pee, I did something bad.
Junior, what did you do?
Well, he thinks drinking soda is illegal. That's why he called the cops on you.
Look, Chef Pee-Pee, I've been real bad. I'm 21 now. I flipped my candles on the cake to say 21 instead of 12, so then I turned 21.
What? That's not how that works.
Yeah, when I blew out the candles, I grew this mustache.
What? You just put that on.
Oh, come on. I don't want to have a boring birthday, okay? The cough going on. I can't go anywhere fun. So I want to have a fun birthday. God.
Yeah. But, I mean, we're still cool, though, right? Like, from before? Like, give me some skin. No? That's okay. Not this time. That's fine. I'll catch you in the...
Marvin, when's the pizza getting here?
I just ordered it. It should be here any minute.
Hey, Daddy, want to hear a joke?
No.
Sure, Jeffy.
What does a gay horse eat?
What?
Hey. What was the final score to the Ethiopian basketball game?
What?
8-0.
I don't get it.
That must be the pizza. I'll go get it. Hello?
Hey there. I got you mushroom pizza. We were all out of mushrooms at the store, but I had a Ziploc bag full of them in my car. So I put those on there. It'll make your night better.
How much do I owe you?
$60.
$60 for one pizza?
Yeah, I mean, it's $10 for the pizza and then another $50 for the shrooms, because they're not cheap.
I don't want the shrooms. Take them off.
Well, okay, how about this? How about I come in and I eat it with you and then you don't owe me anything?
Won't you lose your pizza job?
Look, I don't even like being a pizza man, okay? Come on, let's hang out, bro.
Pizza's here.
Ooh, it smells yummy.
Oh, look at all those mushrooms. You guys are going to be tripping balls. Anyway, you guys watching the game?
I didn't know there was a game on tonight.
Yeah, man. Monday Night Football. Cowboys versus Chargers.
Well, then turn it on.
Okay. Yeah, I'm actually supposed to be at that game. I wanted to get my helmet signed by CeeDee Lamb. That's actually a person's name, not just an outdated video format, my favorite animal. And Brandon Cooks, which is actually not a cooking show hosted by a guy named Brandon.
I didn't know you were a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Well, I'm not, but my grandma is. Yeah, I wanted to get it signed for her. I actually had 4 tickets on my phone to go see the game, but no one wanted to go with me. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4. You guys want to come to Texas and see the game with me?
It's about to start. There's no way we're going to make it.
Oh, look, it's only a 10-hour drive, and we can make it as long as the game goes into 15 overtimes or a player dies temporarily on the field.
Come on, Marvin, let's go. Texas would be fun.
Well, you'd have to speed the whole way.
Listen, I drive like an asshole. I can do it. And I'm a cop, so no one's going to pull me over.
Okay, guys, let's go.
Wait, hold on. I don't want to go on an empty stomach, so let's eat this pizza first. Everybody grab a slice.
I'm so scared right now. I'm seeing things.
No, don't be scared, bro. That's just the shrooms, my man. Come on this journey with me.
Marvin, I want to put a baby in the microwave.
Okay, do it. I think that'll help. Wait a minute. If I keep looking to the side, I think I could look inside my head and see my brain.
Whoa, what's in there? Whoa.
Daddy, do you see this fucking monkey?
Whoa, I see it.
I'm going to pet it.
Ah! Oh, bro, let me see your hand. I'm a doctor. Oh, dude, your hand's fucking gone, man. It's gone. There's no hand there.
It's gone. It's gone.
Gone, bro.
Oh, wait. What is that? What is that noise?
Whoa.
Wait, are you wearing a wire?
Are you?
No, let me see under your shirt. I don't believe you.
Is there a wire, Danny?
It's inside your skin. You need to cut it open.
Give me a knife. I'll cut myself open.
Wait, aren't we supposed to go somewhere?
Oh, yeah, let's go. Let's go to Texas.
Okay.
Texas.
Shotgun!
I want to sit up front.
Okay, everybody sobered up?
Yeah, I'm never eating mushroom pizza ever again.
Yeah, well, it's not for everybody. Okay, so I put Dallas into my car's GPS, and it says it's 692 miles away, and we'll be there at 11:53 in the morning. Now, we have to get there in an hour, so I'm gonna drive like crazy, okay? So everybody buckle up.
Alright, let's go.
You know, guys, we've been driving for a while. You want to play I Spy or something?
It's dark outside.
Yeah, you're right. That was a kind of dumb idea. I spy something yellow.
The lines in the road?
Yeah. Oh, no, guys. My Hyundai Sonata says it's almost out of gas.
What? Is there any gas stations nearby?
No, nowhere.
Well, where are we?
I don't know. We're in the middle of Texas.
What can we do?
I don't know. Hold on. Let me pull over in this dirt road over here. Ooh, maybe someone in that scary house can give us gas.
What if there's a serial killer in there?
This isn't a scary movie, Marvin. Serial killers don't really exist.
Guys, I don't think this is such a good idea.
Will everyone please stop being chicken shits? We need gas, and there are no gas stations within 100 miles. This is our last chance to get gas so we can make it to that game. Wait, somebody check the score.
It's 7-7 in the second quarter.
Oh, shit. We really gotta hurry up if we want to get there before overtime.
How do you know it's gonna go to overtime?
It will.
I wanna stay in the car! door.
Okay, Princess Crybaby, you can stay in the car. Marvin, Jeffy, us men can go knock on the door.
Oh, Marvin, I hate to do this. I'm gonna be respectful in case they're sleeping, so I'm not gonna ring the doorbell. I'm just gonna knock quietly.
Hey! Hey, we're trying to make it to the Cowboys game! Open up! Open up! I know you're in there!
Oh, Marvin, I think we woke him up. Look at that bedhead. Oh, and look at the chainsaw. He must have thought we were intruders. Hey there, scary man. I'm really sorry I woke you up, but, you see that Hyundai Sonata over there? Yeah, the one in stormy sea blue? Yeah, it's mine. Paid off and everything. Yeah, it's got a backup camera, it's got heated seats, the works. It's really nice. Now, I'm not looking to sell, but if you make me an offer I can't refuse, you could take it off my hands. Marvin, I don't think he wants to buy my car.
Don't ask for gas!
Oh, the gas, right, right. So we were driving through Texas trying to make it to the Cowboys game, and judging by that American flag next to your door, I'm assuming you're familiar with America's team, but our car ran out of gas, so if you can give us just, like, a gallon or two, we could make it to the next creepy fucking house. Oh, Marvin, I think he wants us to follow him.
Okay.
Hey, man, do you have something I can drink? I'm pretty thirsty. He does not brush his teeth. Man, I really hope he's not one of those people that gives you tap water and then he's got a fridge full of soda. Those people are assholes. Oh, what's that? Is that Hawaiian punch? Hmm. Marvin, that's a cup of blood.
Blood?
Yep, I'm just gonna put that right down. Oh, what's that? That's a human hand. Oh, Marvin, we interrupted his dinner. How rude of us. Yeah, I think we should probably be going now. Oh, no, thank you. We already ate mushrooms. We're good.
All right, Joe.
No, Jeff, you're not gonna eat a hand.
Okay, we can knock that off.
Yeah, guys, stop.
We should get out of here. I know, Marvin. I'm just trying not to piss him off because he has a face on his face. Hey, listen, I would love to eat that hand, but I actually don't like my hand cold. So could you just put that in the microwave for me? Holy fuck.
That is the other hand and the whole arm.
Okay, yeah, you can just put that in the microwave and we're gonna get the fuck out of here!
Run to the car!
No, he'll be expecting that. Let's go to that creepy shed over there. They might have gas.
Close the door.
Okay, I think we're safe. Oh, Marvin, he's crying. Now I feel bad. Should we open the door?
No, look for gasoline!
Yeah, you're right. Oh, cheer up, buddy. We'll be out in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. It's okay, buddy.
Daddy, there's more food over here.
What are you talking about? Oh, my God! What the fuck?
Oh, my God. No. This is not good. Guys, it's already halftime. We really need to get moving.
Well, look at this!
Oh, sweet Jesus. He killed his grandmother and ate her eye out with a spoon. Oh, God, that is so metal. Oh, look at this leg! Oh, yeah. Yeah, this guy is a psychopath. He is eating good tonight. This is Applebee's for him.
Look, we have to get out of here before he eats us.
I think we're probably fine. I mean, he has enough food to feed a whole village.
No, look at this! There's a bucket of bones down there! We gotta get out of here, so look for gasoline!
Yeah, we really do need to hurry up. But it is only 10-7, so it could still go to overtime.
Come on, look for gas!
Okay. Marvin, look, a gas can! That could get us halfway down the street.
Okay, then go put it in the car so we can leave.
It looks like he was working on this truck. Huh, I guess our boy's a mechanic. He's not as stupid as he looks. If we were having engine trouble, he could have helped us.
Oh my God, guys! Hide!
Okay, Marvin, I like our hiding spot under the truck. It's awesome. It's very comfortable down here. Reminds me of being a little kid playing hide and seek. Of course, back then, if I got caught, I didn't get murdered.
Grandpa!
Aw, he just realized what he did. That's sad. Oh, never mind. He thinks he's at Chili's eating baby back ribs.
Oh, no. He's coming this way. Shut the fuck up, Marvin. You're the one doing all the talking.
Shut up.
He put the chainsaw down.
Oh, he's having a snack while he works on his truck.
Boom!
Who the fuck gave this guy a driver's license?
Oh, look, his shoes are untied. Try to tie him so that when he runs after us, he trips and falls.
Yeah, it's a great idea, Marvin. The only problem is I don't have legs. I've never had to tie shoes before. Oh, shit, he dropped a snack. Oh, thank God, Marvin. I really thought he saw us.
Oh, wait, where's he going?
Oh, it looks like he's going to play his claw machine.
Cookie. Dick cookie. 25? 50. Give me a big cookie.
Oh no, Marvin. He's trying to win Jeffy in the claw machine.
Fuck! Fuck! I hope he keeps losing.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I got it this time.
Fuck! Fuck, Grandma!
This is it. I'm going to get you, Cookie. I'm going to get you. This is it. This is it right here. Oh shit! Oh shit! This is rigged! This is rigged, Carnival!
How many goddamn quarters does this man have?
I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you. Those were the last two quarters. Fuck! Fuck! No! Fuck, I'm getting you! No! Give me that!
Wait, while he's playing the claw machine, why don't we grab his chainsaw and hit him with it?
Good idea, Marvin.
Oh, come on. I gotta have two more quarters somewhere. Two more quarters! One, two. Come on. Thank you, Grandma. Give me a big cookie. I'm coming. Oh my god! I got it! Big cookie! You're mine! Yes! Come here! Fuck! Fuck! Son of a whore! No! Come here! Fuck! Fuck Grandma! Fuck! Fuck! Fuck Grandma! Fuck!
Okay, kill him with the chainsaw.
But Marvin, he's crying, and he just punted his dead grandmother's head like 60 yards. He could have been in the NFL.
But we have to save Jeffy.
But I don't have any more quarters.
Well, just open the door to the machine and get him out.
Oh, okay, I guess I could try that.
Grab him. Come on, I'll meet the gas can. Hurry up and pop the gas.
Drink up, Frank Sinatra. I named my car Frank Sinatra. You know, like Frank Sinatra, because I drive a Hyundai Sonata and Stormy Sea Blue heated seats paid off.
I just want cookie. Cookie missing? Oh, someone took cookie. Fuck! Oh no!
Oh no, he's coming, run!
Now hold on, I gotta get every drop. Have you seen gas prices these days? Come on. Come on, I can hear a little bit more in there. Drink up! Oh, he's getting real close. Okay, screw this.
Drive off!
Wait, no! I have to pee. Can I use this guy's bathroom?
No!
We're getting the hell out of here. But first... Oh, man, guys, there's only 2 minutes left. Unless the Chargers get a field goal, there's no way it's going into overtime. But they do have the ball.
Oh, back up! Put it in reverse!
No, I thought I was going to drive forward right into his house. Of course I'm going to put it in reverse. I'm not stupid. See that backup camera? I love this car so much. That's so useful.
Go!
It's doing collision detection because he's in the way.
Go!
Okay, fine. Whew, good thing we got away from that asshole. All right, now let's get to the game. Hold on, let me check the score. Oh, no. Guys, the game ended. The Cowboys won 20-17.
Wait, it says the game was in Los Angeles, not Dallas.
Wait, so you're telling me we drove to Texas for no fucking reason?
Yeah, that says the game was at the Chargers.
Damn it! Ugh. Okay, fine. Let's turn around. Jesus Christ. Sorry about that, guys. You would think I would know where the game was because I'm the one who bought the tickets, but no. Well, I mean, they play in Dallas next week if you want to see that.
No!
Okay, damn. Could have just said no thank you.
There's someone at the door. Can you get it?
It's not my house, but we could go together. That could be fun, you know, like friends. Hello?
Wait,
hold on. How the hell did you get here?
Vroom.
Oh, he fixed up his truck.
Do you have any quarters?
Oh, he just wants quarters. Yeah, hold on. I'll get my wallet.
Oh, I'm LeBron. No! Aw, man. My basketball went in the sewer. Maybe I can reach it.
Hi, Joseph. Looking for this?
Oh, yeah, that's my basketball.
Then grab it.
Okay.
All right, Susan, what do we got?
A kid was playing outside and something in that sewer ate him, sir.
Ate him, you say?
Yes, the neighbors reported sounds of munching.
Huh, could have been an alligator.
Monster munching, sir.
A monster munch?
The monster munch!
They did the monster munch.
The monster munch!
Well, I mean, it could be Pennywise. It has been exactly 27 years.
Has it been that long, sir?
Yeah, how time flies. Were there any witnesses?
Yes, sir. That man over there!
Oh, my God, is that the voice actor from the intro of Charlie and Friends?
I am.
Oh, can you say the thing?
I don't think that's appropriate right now.
Oh, come on, just for me?
All right, fine. Charlie and Friends was filmed in front of a live audience.
Oh, I love it. So did you see the kid die or what?
Yeah, he was playing by the drain, and then a clown came out and ate him.
Oh, well, that sounds like Pennywise. Thank you, sir. You can go.
Okay.
Sir, what are we going to do?
Well, I'm sure as hell not going down there, because I don't want to get Apples and bananas. So I say we get a grenade and we just toss it down there. That'll either scare him out so we can arrest him, or it'll blow his face off.
But sir, where are we gonna get a grenade?
Oh, Simmons, get the grenade on a stick.
Is this what you're talking about?
Yeah, just light it and throw it in the sewer.
I don't have a lighter.
Oh shit, neither do I. Susan, lighter?
No, sir.
Hey, Charlie and Friends intro guy.
Yeah, I thought you said I could go.
Yeah, you can, but do you have a lighter?
Of course, I smoke crack.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to get any royalty checks from Charlie and Friends intro.
Oh, well, that sucks, but can you light that for me?
Yeah, sure.
Fire in the hole!
Is it over?
I think so, sir.
All right, let's check and see if we got them. Oh, I can't see shit, and I'm not going down there to check either. I think we should just put out a news alert that says Pennywise on the loose.
So, guys and girl, what do you want to do today?
Wait, where's Joseph?
I don't know. I haven't heard from him all day. The last time I heard from him, he said he was going to practice dribbling his basketball in the middle of the road.
Oh, he should be fine then.
Yeah, but I brought my snuggums boogums.
Don't call her that.
Hi, Cody.
Don't talk to other men. What, you want him?
Oh, wait. Junior, I feel weird.
What's wrong?
I feel like I have to tell everybody about today's sponsor for the video. Hey, guys. I wanted to tell you about today's sponsor, Honkai Star Rail. It's a free game for PC, mobile, and now available on my favorite, PS5. That's my favorite console. I say it all the time. Honkai Star Rail lets you go on an RPG space adventure, exploring crazy new worlds, solving puzzles, finding secrets, and fighting in turn-based battles with tons of characters to choose from. My favorite character right now is Topaz. She's so hot. I mean, I'm gay, but she's still hot. Wow. And she's got this cute pet, Numby. They do crazy fire stuff together that deals tons of damage. He's always there to help out in battle. Honkai Star Rail's brand new update features new story, two new maps, and they're even kicking off the Ethereum Wars, where you can make your favorite monsters fight. If you log in for 7 days, you can get 10 free Star Rail special passes and use them to try to get the new characters, Jingliu or Topaz. Download now to try this game out too. And if you use the code below, you can get 50 Stellar Jades. Thanks to Honkai Star Rail for sponsoring this video. Now go play or I'll put my... wait? Jeffy's diaper on your head.
Breaking news, okay. Pennywise the Dancing Clown ate a kid in the sewer today. Police want to hold an emergency press conference now.
Come here, you damn booger. Gotta get the damn booger out of there. What? Oh, we're live. Yeah, I was picking my nose. Yeah, sometimes you just gotta get that booger out of there, you know? But anyway, back to the press conference. I just wanted to make a statement letting everybody know they should keep their children indoors and keep an eye on them so Pennywise doesn't eat them, okay? Also, be on the lookout for a red balloon floating around. Pennywise likes to do that before he shows up. So we just want to make sure Pennywise doesn't have anything to eat. Eeples and beninis. Thank you.
Jeepers, creepers, Pennywise is on the loose.
What's a Pennywise?
Junior, you've never heard of Pennywise the Dancing Clown?
Ah, I hate clowns, that's my biggest fear.
Since when have clowns been your biggest fear?
Ever since we got kidnapped by one on the bus.
Oh yeah, that did happen.
Anyway, Pennywise is a monster that can turn himself into your biggest fear and then he eats you.
Wait, he can turn himself into your biggest fear?
Yeah.
No matter what it is?
Yeah, no matter what.
What if my biggest fear was 9/11 happening again? Like 9/11-2, the squeakquel.
Well, they wouldn't call it the squeakquel.
How do you know?
They wouldn't name it after a chipmunk movie.
Well, if that was my biggest fear, he really could turn himself into buildings and planes and a national tragedy.
Well, I don't know. Is that your biggest fear?
No, my biggest fear is Coco.
What the hell is...
You don't know what Coco is? Scary girl from 2019?
No.
Yeah, Google it.
Okay.
Google Coco. The scariest thing you'll ever see.
Ah!
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah, that is pretty scary.
Ah! Yeah, it's really scary. I don't want Coco to eat me. What's your biggest fear?
Oh, well, I mean, mine's kind of dumb.
What is it?
Well, I have arachibutyrophobia.
What is that?
Well, it's the fear of getting peanut butter stuck to the roof of your mouth.
That is the gayest thing I've ever heard, Cody.
Well, that's what I'm the most afraid of.
There's no way you're afraid of peanut butter getting stuck to the roof of your mouth.
Yes, I am. You know how when you're eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and the peanut butter gets stuck to the roof of your mouth? What if you just couldn't get it off? It was stuck there forever.
Cody, it's not a fear, Cody. Shut up.
Well, that's what I'm the most afraid of.
I'm the only one here with a real fear, which is Coco.
Yours is the only one that isn't real. Peanut butter's real. Clowns are real. Not real.
Coco is real. Coco eat both you guys up. Coco would eat your peanut butter and would eat your clown.
Well, okay. Well, I don't even care. So I'm just going to go home, okay?
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm going to stay here and go to take a nap or something.
I'm going to make like a banana and split.
They were annoying me anyway.
Hey there, Penelope. I just came to tell you goodnight. Wait, who are you texting?
My boyfriend.
Boyfriend? What's he look like?
I don't know. He has orange hair. He's funny.
Wait, he's not a clown, is he?
Dad!
Well, you know, because I did this case today where a kid got eaten by a clown.
I know, Dad. I saw it on the news.
Well, I just wanted to remind you there's a clown that comes out of a sewer every 27 years and he eats kids just like you. And because you're afraid of clowns, he feeds off of that. So you'd be like number one on his list. You'd be like a beefy Crunchwrap Supreme to him.
Thanks, Dad!
And you know what's extra messed up? You can't even get away from him, too. It doesn't matter if you lock your doors and windows. He'll still just show up. He's like magic or some shit.
Dad, quit it!
Okay, okay. I'm just reminding you, if you see a red balloon, he coming, okay? So you want these lights off?
No, keep them on after you told me all that.
Well, guess what? You don't pay the power bill, so I'm going to turn them off, and I'm going to go try to bang your stepmom. Oh, and also, break up with your boyfriend. You're not allowed to have a boyfriend until you're, like, 37.
Ugh, I hate him! Oh, what's that? A red balloon! My dad says that he's coming!
Hello, Penelope.
Ah!
Stop screaming. You like balloons?
No, I don't want it!
What the hell was that?
Boynie, you didn't hear your daughter scream?
Yeah, but she does stuff like that all the time.
She screamed really loudly, Boynie. You should go check on her.
Nah, she's fine. She probably, like, started her period or something. I don't know anything about that. I'm not touching that.
Cody, your Fuck. Cody, your PB&J is ready.
Oh, no, PB&J. What's the PB to J ratio, Mom? Is it more PB or J?
Cody, Mommy didn't take a meds today, so just eat your fucking sandwich.
Okay. Well, it's a good thing I took my peanut allergy medicine. Ooh, that still looks like a lot of peanut butter. Ooh, here I go. Oh, no. That was way too much peanut butter. It's stuck to the roof of my mouth. That's my worst fear. Oh, no, it's Pennywise. I bet he made the peanut butter stick to the roof of my mouth.
How's that peanut butter?
I don't like it. It's stuck.
I'm getting it, though. Hold on. Yeah, I got it.
You can't kill me now.
I'm still going to run to Junior's house, though. Hey, Junior.
Oh, hey, Cody, what are you doing here?
What game you playing?
Oh, I was just playing Honkai Star Rail.
Oh, you got Numby, don't you? Yeah, you're playing as Topaz, right?
Yeah.
I love Numby.
Well, what are you doing here? You said you were going home.
Well, I did, but then Pennywise tried to kill me.
What, he did?
Yeah, I was eating a PB&J sandwich, and that dang old peanut butter got stuck right to the roof of my mouth, and I almost died. Luckily, my tongue game's hard, so I just licked that peanut butter right off there. I could show you how good my tongue game is if you want me to.
What?
What?
Oh, no. I was texting Penelope and she stopped replying, so I started playing this really fun game.
Oh, no. Maybe Pennywise got her.
What? No, she didn't die, no. Pennywise doesn't even exist. Like, he hasn't even tried to eat me.
Well, have you seen... That's your biggest fear.
No, I haven't seen Coco.
Coco! No, don't scream. Pennywise feeds off of that. He thinks it's delicious.
But Coco is so scary. Like, look at the face. Look at that scary-ass face. Oh, my God. He's getting more hungry.
No, Junior. Pennywise can't hurt us if we're not afraid of him. Just say something mean to him. Look, watch. Hey, that's just a spirit Halloween mask. See, we're making him cry.
Okay, so I just gotta say mean stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, Coco. You look like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's crying.
Keep going.
You look like one of those emo kids in high school. Yeah.
Keep saying mean stuff.
And I bet you get no hoes. That's why you eat kids.
Oh, no, he gets no hoes.
No homo.
Yeah, you get no hoes.
Look, Junior, he's back in his clown form. Now we can make fun of him for being a clown.
You're a stupid, ugly clown. Yeah, I bet you didn't go to college. That's why you became a clown.
Yeah, I bet you can't even make balloon animals.
Yeah, who has orange hair? Only ugly people have orange hair.
Yeah. I bet you haven't even played Honkai Star Rail, you fucking nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you don't know who Numby is either.
Yeah, or Topaz.
You idiot.
Yeah, what a loser.
All right, Junior, he's weak. Now rip his fucking heart out.
Okay.
Oh, so violent. Oh, my God. There's blood everywhere.
Yeah, I ripped his heart out.
Oh, I wish we could show that. That was so cool, but we just can't.
Yeah, there's blood everywhere. Look, his heart is beating on the ground, just squirting blood every time it beats.
Oh, he's so dead.
Yeah, oh, my God. Oh, there's blood everywhere.
Yeah, that was cool.
Oh, wow, Cody. I didn't have to wash my hands because I wiped it on the bedsheet that I can't show.
Oh, that's really convenient. I didn't think it would be so easy to kill him, honestly.
Yeah, so what are we going to do now? We have all night to hang out.
Well, Junior, I think we're going to play some Honkai Star.
Mm-mm-mm.
I can't wait to eat my meatball sub.
And I can't wait to eat my vegan tofu ball sub.
I can't wait to eat dog shit.
Jeffy, that is healthy.
Well, Daddy, why do I have to eat the green bean sub and you guys get the yummy meatball sub?
Because, Jeffy, you're really young, so you have to live a long time, so you have to eat healthier.
Oh, well, so that means if you eat that means you'll die soon, and then I'll get to eat whatever the hell I want?
Jeffy, just shut up and eat.
Ew, Marvin, that's disgusting!
Well, I had to make room in my belly for my meatball sub.
Oh, well, I had to make room in my belly for this.
Ew, Jeffy, don't blow it this way. Go open up a window.
All right, I'm just going to take this with me.
You're disgusting, Jeffy.
I open the window. I'm just going to throw this out there.
Jeffy, where's your sandwich?
I ate it.
Where's the plate?
I put it in the dishwasher.
Aw, good job, Jeffy.
Yeah, I'm a responsible boy.
Jeffy, you let two flies in the house. Go close the window.
Okay.
Oh, no, Marvin. One's on my sandwich.
Shoo. Oh, there's one in my face.
I got it.
Ow!
Oh, no, Daddy's on the back of your head.
Ow! 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 Daddy, stop it!
Oh, it's back on my sandwich again.
I got it.
Ow, Jeffy, give me that.
Ow!
Yeah, that's what you get.
Ow!
You know.
Boy, stop it!
He won't stop hitting me.
Ow! Now!
He won't stop hitting me.
Ow!
Oh, you know what, Jeffy, that's it. Give me that. We're going to use Raid, okay, to get rid of these stupid flies. No more hitting me with it.
Okay.
I got the Raid. Where are the two flies at?
They flew away, Marvin.
Did they fly back outside?
No, Dan, you told me to close the window.
Jeffy, can you go looking for the flies?
You want me to search the entire house for two flies?
Well, your eyes look in two different directions, so it shouldn't be too hard.
That is true. I'm on it, Daddy.
Marvin, that was mean.
Baby, I want those flies dead. They ruined our meatball date. I was about to go down on these balls.
That was sus, Daddy.
Jeffy, go look for the flies.
All right.
Where could these flies be? What the? Daddy!
Okay, meatball sub, get in my mouth.
Daddy! The two flies are banging on my bed!
What?
Yeah, come here!
Oh, they're trying to reproduce, baby. Not my watch. Take that, you flying bitches!
Yeah, you flying whores! Stop banging on my bed!
No, Jeffy, where are the flies at?
Oh, no, Danny, they were just right here!
You're not lying to me, are you?
No. Danny, look. Oh, my God.
They had babies! Jeffy, quick, let's leave the room and close the door. Lock them in here.
All right, Danny!
Okay, Jeffy, we locked him in the room.
Well, what do we do now?
We're gonna have to call a bug guy. Come on. Baby, where's my phone?
What's wrong, Marvin?
Those two flies. They reproduced and now there's thousands of them.
What?
Yeah, but don't worry. I locked him in a room.
Well, is that gonna work?
It's gonna work for now until we call an exterminator and I know exactly who to call. Just, where's my phone? Okay, I found my phone. It's ringing. Please answer.
Hello, I'm cooking dinner. What you want?
We're trying to hire an exterminator.
I'm retired. I'm sorry.
Well, no, you don't understand. You're really good at killing flies, and there's a bunch of flies in my house.
I stopped killing flies long time ago, after I avenged my dead grandfather.
Oh, can you come please kill a few more flies? They're all in my house.
I vow to never kill another fly again. I'm sorry. You'll have to find someone else.
Marvin, look!
Oh, my God! There's thousands of flies coming out of my air vents!
I'm sorry, but there's nothing I can do.
Hey, your grandfather was a pussy.
What did you say to me, Fry?
I said your grandfather was a pussy, and you're a pussy, too.
Oh, I'll come over there. Kick your ass, Fry.
I'd like to see you try, pussy.
Oh, pussy. I'll call you pussy. I'm on my way, and I'm going to kill all those flies.
Okay, he's on his way to kill the flies. That must be him. Hello?
Where is it? Where's the goddamn fry?
What is that?
This is my assault rifle. It shoots salt at flies and kills them.
Salt kills flies?
Yes, because to flies, salt is like little tiny bullets. See the salt? Yeah, because real bullets are too big to kill the fry.
Well, this is gonna kill the flies.
Oh, it's gonna kill them real good.
Okay, come upstairs. Look, all the flies are in here.
Oh, my God. That's a swarm of flies. Now, which one of them called me pussy?
I think it was that one.
Oh, you're gonna die, you son of a bitch!
They're dropping like flies!
Oh no! I ran out of salt! It's time to whip out Old Faithful. This is for my grandfather! He
ain't no pussy! And neither am I! Oh no! They're taking me away! Help me!
Marvin, what are we gonna do?
Oh no! They're getting me too! What's going on?
They tied us up, and they're gonna kill us like they did my grandma!
I don't wanna die!
I don't wanna die either!
Listen up. Today, you killed 13 of my brothers, so you will be punished with your lives. Currently, we are spreading lighter fluid around your house, and Tommy here will use this match and set your house on fire, burning you to death.
Yeah, I'm gonna burn you all to death, you pussies!
Damn it, I didn't get him.
Oh, come on, can we work something out?
Nope, you're gonna die, so don't even try escaping, because we have flies guarding the door.
Oh, man, I don't want to die.
I got an idea. We can call my son. He's very good at killing flies. But if someone can reach into my pocket and grab my phone, we can call him for help.
My hands are tied up.
So are mine.
Oh, my God. Jeffy, your hands are free. If you can just reach into his pocket and grab his phone, we can call his son. Just hurry.
Hurry.
All right, I'm looking for it. I think I got something.
That's my egg roll.
Oh, okay, I found your phone now. All right, it's ringing.
Hello, welcome to Great Wall of China Restaurant. How may I take your order?
Yeah, can I get 2 orders of yum yum rice, please?
Yeah, the rum and rice. Anything else?
Oh, don't forget the egg roll. You got one in your pants.
Ooh, I want some spring rolls.
And an order of spring rolls, please.
Yeah, the spring roll. You want something to drink with that? Only $6.99.
What are you guys doing? Tell them about the flies.
Oh, yeah, your daddy's tying up and there's flies everywhere.
Holy shit, the flies got my papu. I'm on my way.
He said he's on his way.
Is he bringing the spring rolls?
Forget about the food. We're about to die.
Wah! 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 Die, you stupid fry. Where's my papu? Wah! 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 Die, you money-up-king fry piece of shit. Wah! A papu, I come to save you.
You did good, too.
Did you bring the spring rolls?
Shut up about food. Untie us.
Okay, I will untie you.
Yeah, you gotta untie us so we can avenge your great-grandpa.
The papu, whatever happened to the great-grandpa? You never told me.
I think you're old enough to know, too. Everyone got time for a story?
I'd like to be saved first.
I'll tell you a story. Your great-grandpa was a warrior. A Chinese samurai defending the Great Wall of China from the Mongolian fries. The fries would try to fry over the Great Wall to take over China, and he would shoot them down with his bow and arrow and cut them in half with his sword. And after a long day of battle, he'd go home and he'd make a bowl of chicken fried rice, and he was eating it with his chopsticks. And as he'd take a bite, a fry into his mouth. And he started choking, like, and he fell over and died. I was just a little kid at the time, and I woke up and went into the kitchen holding my Branky to get a glass of rice milk. And I see my grandpa on the ground, and I say, "Wake up, grandpa, wake up!" And I poke him with his chopsticks, and I find out he's dead, and I cry. So I take his samurai sword, and I go outside and practice. And next day, I go out and kick Mongolian fried ass to avenge my grandmother!
That story's so sad. I wish I could have met my great-grandpa.
That's why we have to kill all the fries to avenge your great-grandpa.
That made me want to kill every fry.
Can you untie us first?
Sure. Come here, fry.
Go get him, too.
Why did he untie us first? Jeffy, use your open hand and cut us open. Okay, I got the rope off. Let's get out of here.
We gotta go see if my son too needs help. He might need backup.
But the house might burn down.
Yeah, we're getting out of here. Come on, Jeffy.
Well, then it's up to me.
My meatball sub is almost done.
Get out of here, you stupid fly.
Me, pussy.
Wait, what'd you say? Oh, thank you for killing that fly for me.
Oh, this is no problem.
Oh, my God. Tommy, no. Get him, guys.
Wait, where did all these flies come from? I'm out of here.
Oh, you're dead now, and no one's here to save you.
There was salt in the pantry.
You saved my life, Father.
No, too. You saved my life by carrying all those fries. You just like your great-grandpa.
I'm a Riker great-grandpadder. I'm so honored.
Yeah, let's go celebrate with some chicken fried rice and some rice milk.
Okay.
Marvin, I'm so glad all those flies are gone and that the house wasn't burned down.
We're never opening a window ever again.
Oh, my God, Marvin, there's a fly left.
Kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it.
No, no, don't kill me. I'm a baby.
Oh, Marvin, it's just a baby fly. Can we keep it?
What the?
Good job, too.
It's dead now.
Well, now time for Bill. You call exterminator, and we exterminate.
I forgot that I had to pay you guys.
Get him, too.
What the? Next time you pay, pussy boy.
Yeah, pussy.
Are they gone?
There's no way you believe that, Joseph. There's just no way.
Totally way, dude. Marlin would have murked Lilo's ass.
Lilo's a human. Marlin's a fish.
But look, Marlin knew the sea turtles and the sharks. He had connections, dude.
But Marlin was a pussy the whole movie.
A pussy with connections. That's a fast-moving pussy.
But Lilo has connections, too, because Stitch is an alien with four arms, and there's Pleakley, and there's Jumba, and then there's the Child Protective Service guy named Bubbles.
Didn't one of them wear a wig?
That's Pleakley.
Hey, guys, what are you talking about?
Oh, Cody, please sell an argument. Who would win in a fight? Marlin from Finding Nemo or Lilo from Lilo and Stitch?
Definitely Marlin, right?
Lilo.
Where's the fight happening, on land or in the ocean?
Lilo said his ass can get it anywhere. She can do it on land or she can do it in sea. In the movie, in the beginning, she's swimming underwater. She gives Pudge the fish a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, well, that's not what fish eat. She shouldn't be doing that.
Well, she did it anyway.
She would not survive in the water for that long.
She can hold her breath!
No, the hell she could.
She's a good swimmer!
I love it.
Well, still, I mean, I think the fish she fed that PB&J to probably died because his gills got all dunked up with peanut butter. So I'm going to say Lilo because she has a record of killing a fish.
Thank you! Thank you! Thank you, Cody! Common sense!
No, the hell is not!
You know, speaking of PB&J, Junior, pretty hungry, Junior. Let's have some dinner, Junior.
Yeah, let's get some grub, Junior.
So what do you guys want for dinner?
Ooh, how about some big old corn on a cob?
As a meal?
Yeah, hell yeah, why not?
Okay, how many cob do you want, Joseph?
About six.
Wait, so we're doing this? We're having corn on the cob for dinner?
How many cob do you want, Cody?
How many cobs? I don't know. Can't we have something fun like toaster strudel?
No, that sounds good, too. I love me a good toaster strudel.
Oh, yeah, I love me some toaster strudel. Yeah, I've had that before.
What's the matter, Junior? You don't like toaster strudel?
I love toaster strudel. I eat those all the time.
You've never had toaster strudel, have you?
Yes, I have. I eat one every morning. I just had one right before you guys came over.
Oh, yeah? Then what do they look like?
They look like a...
Is it a hot dog with a stick in the middle?
Yes.
No, the fuck is not. You lying son of a bitch. Oh, that is a corn dog.
That's okay. I don't know. I've never had a toaster strudel. Fine.
I can't believe you.
You have to have a toaster strudel.
You gotta try one now.
Oh, okay, fine. I'll go get one. I'll go to the toaster strudel store. To toasterstrudel.com. I'll ask that baby for one. And I'm going to make it. Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, do we have any toaster strudel?
Oh, hell yeah, we do. It's my favorite meal. Here you go, little bitch. Get your strudel on.
Can you make it for me?
Oh, hell no. No, sir. I am your dad's slave, not junior slave. And I am currently on break, so I'm not doing any extra work.
Okay, how many minutes do I put in the microwave?
So stupid.
I don't see any microwave instructions.
Say it one time. What instruction?
It doesn't have microwave instructions.
Dumbass.
Can you just tell me how many minutes to put in the microwave? It just says toaster instructions. I'm just going to put it in there for 2 minutes. Okay, make three of them. Put it in the microwave for 2 minutes. Yeah. It smells like they're done. Oh, yeah. That looks like a toaster strudel to me. Heck yeah, it does. All right, guys, I'm done making them, but I don't know why you like them so much. They smell like burnt shit.
Jesus, Junior, what the fuck did you do?
Dude, did you burn 3 Hot Pockets?
No, I made the toaster strudel like you guys wanted.
What is that, blueberry?
No, it's strawberry. The box said strawberry.
It's black.
Oh, hey, watch what you say. You know what? I'm going to let it slide because it is black.
Well, look, it's strawberry.
Junior, you overcooked it. How long did you leave it in the toaster?
I didn't use a toaster. I used a microwave.
You used a microwave to make a toaster strudel.
Dude, it's not a microwavable strudel.
Well, there was no microwave instructions on the box.
Well, you should put it in a toaster, because it's a toaster fucking strudel.
Well, listen, I did not... It doesn't matter how you heat it up, as long as it's cooked.
Clearly it matters. Clearly it does.
Right way, dude. It's going to end up like 3 black bricks. And you didn't even add the icing.
I'll be honest with you guys, I was super concerned when I saw whatever the hell that was. I thought maybe those were used condoms.
Junior, it's the icing. It's the best part.
Well, listen, I almost put that in the microwave, too.
How about you just put it in a toaster?
Well, I don't know where a toaster is. I couldn't find a toaster, but the microwave was right there.
I bet there's a toaster down there. Do you know what a toaster looks like?
Oh, no, I'm worried now, dude.
Maybe we should just go make it.
No, I will make it. I will make the toaster. I was screwing with you guys. This is all a joke. I've made toaster all the time. It was just a big prank because these were expired, so I made them. I just wanted to do the joke. I can make them right.
I laugh, though.
I'm going to make them right. How do you do this?
Okay, how do I... Chef Pee-Pee!
How'd the microwave work out for you, baby?
Apparently you're supposed to use a toaster.
Mm-hmm, you finally get it. You're getting it up there in your noodle.
Okay, so how many minutes do I put them in the toaster?
Asking how many minutes is not a dumb question.
It is if you ask them to read the box.
The box doesn't say minutes. It says 1 to 2 cycles. What the... What the hell's a cycle?
You know what? I'm just going to push it down and wait for them to pop up. Okay, it looks like they're done. But how do I get my hand in? Ooh, that's hot. Let me grab a fork. Okay, let me get it out.
Ooh, you sure you want to do that, my boy?
Well, the toaster strudel's hot.
Right, right.
And if I grab it, I'll burn my fingers.
Right, good thinking.
So I was going to use the fork to get them out.
Yeah, that's a good thought. But are you truly using your noodle? Like, are you truly using it?
Well, I don't want to burn my hands. So I was...
Fair point.
So I was going to get it out.
But the fork is made of metal. You know what? Fuck it. I bet you $20 you won't do it.
Well, how am I supposed to grab it?
Nah, I mean, hey, you got a fork. Do it.
Okay, I'm just going to just hit it.
What the hell? Dude, is it storming outside?
No. You know what? Let's go check on Junior and make sure he's not doing something stupid.
Yeah. Oh, what happened? What? Is that me?
Hey, Junior, how's the toaster strudel coming?
Yeah. What?
Oh, my fucking God! Junior stuck a fork in the toaster!
No, you're so damn stupid! Why would you do that, dude? You think he's still alive?
I'm gonna call a doctor.
Please! Oh, Junior, why would you do that? You freaking idiot!
What are you guys talking about? I'm right here.
Junior, breathe, nigga, breathe!
I'm right here, Joseph.
Oh, bro, we should've just had corn on the cob. It's a safer meal.
Wait, why can't they see me? I'm right here, guys.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor, my idiot friend stuck a fork in a toaster.
What kind of fucking idiot would do that? Does your friend have a history of being this stupid?
Unfortunately, yes. There's something dumber and dumber each day.
That's right, doctor.
What kind of dumbass puts a fork in a toaster?
My friend, I think he was trying not to burn his fingers and he used a fork.
Exactly,
what a
Joseph.
Tragic fucking moron.
I know. Look, he tried to cook it in a microwave, so that should tell you how dumb he is.
Oh, what a stupid fucking dumbass.
Is he dead, though, doctor?
Let me see. Oh, yeah, he's super dead.
Junior!
I'm not dead, I'm right here!
Why would you die on me?
Gonna have to tell his dad.
No, I'm not dead, guys, I'm right here! Junior, you idiot, we should have just had corn on the cob!
I'm right here, guys!
Oh, man, I can't wait for the new episode of Charlie and Friends!
Hey,
what the hell was there, doctor, in my room? Are you here to check my prostate?
Well, I can do that while I'm here, but no, I have something very important to tell you.
There's nothing more important than prostate. Hell, check my damn prostate.
Okay.
Woo! Doctor, why are you using 3 fingers?
Well, that's just how I was taught. The real question is, why does 3 fingers fit?
Fair question. I have a fairly big remote in my room, so I have a lot of spare time.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, it's pretty spacious back here. It's like the trunk of a Honda Accord.
Thank you. I keep it vacuum. Tell me what you see back there.
Well, I do see some polyps. Ooh. I think you might have diverticulitis.
Damn! Oh, no.
You keep it pretty clean, so I'm not going to wash my hands.
I appreciate the compliment. Well, what did you come here for?
Oh, yeah, your son's dead.
Oh, fuck! Well, at least there's one less mouth to feed.
Well, that's not really how most parents react to that news.
I am not most parents. No, how did he die?
Well, he stuck a fork in a toaster like a big, stupid fucking idiot.
Yeah, he is a dumbass. What a waste of breath, right?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's really amazing that he didn't die until now.
Yeah. Can you imagine just, like, from birth to right now, just a waste of fucking life?
Yeah, seriously. I mean, you would think he would have, like, swallowed his tongue by now or something.
Or choked on a damn battery.
Yeah, like some other stupid idiot fucking death. I can't believe it took this long.
Yeah, he could have fell off of a bridge at, like, age 8. He was that stupid.
Yeah. I mean, at least it wasn't a smart kid that died like this.
Oh, bro, that would have been a waste of life, even worse.
Yeah, if he was like a smart kid who like went this far, you know, he had like his whole future ahead of him. That's just your stupid idiot, dumbass, dipshit son, so I guess it's fine.
Can you believe, like, if Stephen Hawking was a dumbass and stuck a damn fork in a toaster?
No, he would never. He's not that stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, who is that stupid?
Right. Dude, I can't believe Julian's dumbass is dead.
I fucking can. Look at this. Nobody who does this is smart enough to live. He microwaved a toaster strudel. A fucking toaster strudel. Context clues like a motherfucker. I mean, not one brain cell on that boy.
Oh, man, you do have a point.
I already called Penelope over to tell her the news.
Penelope?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Oh, remember Junior, your boyfriend? He's fucking dead.
What? What happened?
His dumbass stuck a fork into a toaster.
What an idiot!
I can't believe he's that fucking stupid. Unbelievable.
I fucking hate him!
Yeah, I don't blame you. You know, I'm sorry you had to date a stupid.
It was more like a makeover. a wish situation.
What? Yeah, I could tell. I could definitely tell.
Make a wish!
You know, his dumbass actually thought Lilo could beat Marlin in a fight.
I tried to tell him!
Yeah, I know. I agreed with him just to shut him up, because you know how he gets when he's on a roll, you know? But, I mean, come on. Stitch would drown in water, and the ocean's big, and there's, like, rip currents and shit.
Where's Stitch not fighting?
One, he's 3D, and the other one's 2D. I mean, you can't even...
It was Lilo versus Marlin!
It's worth the conversation. Exactly. God damn it.
Who am I gonna date now?
Me! Somebody
smarter, hopefully. I mean, you can definitely do better.
Cody, are you straight?
Fuck it, I am now. Wanna
what?
Make out?
Yeah!
What the hell? What is going on?
Man, I need somebody to make out with.
Wait, what is happening? There's no way!
Hey, dipshit, wake up. Wake up, you stupid idiot fuckface. Hey, hey, moron dumbass, wake up. Hey, 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 you fucking moron.
Oh,
hey.
What happened?
What happened? Your dumbass stuck a fork in a toaster and almost died. That's what happened.
What, am I dead?
No, because I said you almost died, you fucking dipshit.
Well, here you go, you dumbass. I'm surprised you even did it, but here's your $20.
What? I mean, listen, how else am I supposed to pull the toaster strudel out of the toaster?
You wait for it to cool off, because sometimes food gets hot, you know, so you use your fingers, or maybe a paper towel. Literally anything other than a metal fork, you fucking moron.
Okay, well, is the toaster strudel still good?
Is it good? It's a fucking toaster strudel. It's amazing. Of course it's good. Have you never had a toaster strudel?
No.
How old are you?
16.
You're 16 and you've never had a toaster strudel. The only excuse for that is if you were, like, in some kind of indigenous tribe on an island somewhere that had never had contact with the outside world. Then that would make sense. What the fuck is wrong with you? Everybody loves toaster strudels. If you gave those people a toaster strudel, they would put it on top of a temple and tell them to say it was their god or something. They would think it was, like... They wouldn't know what the fuck to think. It'd be like handing them an iPhone. It's just fucking magic. They don't fucking know. God, you're fucking stupid.
He's right.
Can you...
Marvin, are you ready to go out on our date night?
Sure, baby, let's go.
Okay, but did you find a babysitter to watch Jeffy?
Jeffy doesn't need a babysitter. He's 17 years old.
I don't think that's a good idea to leave Jeffy home alone.
All he's gonna do is watch TV. Look. Jeffy, did you just stab the couch with a knife?
No.
I just saw you do it.
Then why'd you ask?
I didn't think you were gonna lie to my face. Jeffy, stop stabbing the couch with a knife.
Give me $1,000 to stop.
What? No, I'm not giving you Jeffy, stop it. If you stab that couch one more time with a knife, you are grounded, mister.
Oh, no shit.
What, Jeffy, we were gonna leave you home alone.
Well, that's not a good idea.
What, give me that. Baby, find a babysitter on Craigslist. I don't care how bad she is.
Make sure she has huge cans.
What? You got another knife, Jeffy, give me the knife. Jeffy, that is it. You are grounded, and we're going to get the meanest babysitter we can find.
All right, Marvin, I just called the babysitter. She'll be here any second.
Does she have huge cans?
There will be no cans, Jeffy.
Well, what if she recycles? You didn't think about that, did you, Daddy? Huh, face.
There she is. I'm going to go answer the door. Hello?
Hi, I'm the babysitter, Vicky. You must be Jeffy's dad.
Yes, I am. Jeffy's upstairs.
I can't wait to meet the little angel.
Well, come on inside. All right, Jeffy, I want you to meet your babysitter, Vicky.
Hi.
Hello, my name is Heffy.
Jeffy, why are you talking like that?
Talking like what?
Ow, okay, I'll stop.
Say hi to Vicky in your normal voice.
Hello, Vicky.
Ow, okay, I promise I'll stop this time.
Hi, Jeffy, it's so nice to meet you. Now you two run along on your little date. I'll take good care of Jeffy.
Okay, baby, let's go.
Bye, Jeffy.
Hey, Danny, real quick, solid 0 out of 10 stars on the cans. Her chest is flatter than her back.
Jeffy, you be nice to the babysitter.
I'll try.
All right, Squirt.
I can't do that, can you?
3 things. Stay out of my way, go to bed early, and do the dishes.
Okay, well, I got 3 things for you. 1, get bigger cans. 2, get braces. And 3, get bigger cans. I just can't get over that.
Go do the dishes!
What do I get out of it?
I won't kill you, and I'll order pizza with the money your parents left.
All right. Just don't get green beans on your pizza. I don't like green beans.
Oh, I'll make sure I don't get green beans.
Jeffy, do the dishes. I want the pizza.
Here. All right, all clean.
I am done with the dishes, and I'm ready for pizza.
What, you ate all the pizza?
Don't worry, Twerp, I saved you a piece.
What? Green beans? I hate green beans!
What kind of toy do you got there?
It's my cat piano, and it makes cat noises, look.
Give me that!
Wait, give me my cat piano back!
Oh, I'll give it back after I break it!
Hey, get back here! Hey, stop hitting my cat piano!
whoops!
Why would you break my piano?
Oh, good. Look, now you're in bed. I don't want to see your face for the rest of the night.
I don't want to see your face for the rest of the night. Oh, Magic 8 Ball, when will my wiener ever be 4 inches? Never? Oh, stupid 8 Ball.
Hey, Jeffy!
I'm Cosmo.
And I'm Wanda.
And we're your fairy godparents.
So what do you think, Jeffy?
I think I'm calling the cops.
You can't do that. If you tell anyone about us, we'll disappear forever.
Well, that's what I want. Leave.
But don't you want your wishes?
Wishes? You guys grant wishes?
Yep, we sure do. We're magic. Magic.
So I can wish for whatever I want.
As long as it follows the rules.
There's rules? That's gay.
Yeah, you just can't wish for anyone to fall in love with you.
Or wish for anyone to die.
Well, I do wish that my cat piano wasn't broken.
Oh, well, that's easy.
You guys fixed my cat piano? You guys really are magic.
We sure are.
We can grant any wish.
Well, almost any wish.
That is awful.
Just like your cooking.
I'm gonna check on that ugly twerp.
Oh, no! My babysitter's coming! You guys gotta hide!
Well, what do you want us to hide as?
I don't know! Goldfish!
Goldfish? I don't have any cards!
He said goldfish, you idiot!
Well, this isn't obvious at all!
This isn't going to work!
Can you guys be like a smaller goldfish?
Ooh, I got an idea!
What's going on in here? I heard fun, and I hate fun!
Oh, nothing! I was just playing my cat piano!
I thought I broke that! What's this? You know the rules! No snacks in your room!
Oh no! Cosmo and Wanda!
These goldfish are loud!
Poor Cosmo!
Oh, my head hurts!
She sure chewed you out!
You could say that again!
She sure chewed you out!
Wait, you guys are alive?
Of course we are! What goes in must come out!
That's one mean babysitter!
I don't know, I kinda like her fangs!
Yeah, I hate her! I wish she would fall down the stairs!
Done and done!
I'm gonna go downstairs for a drink! That's gotta hurt.
I hope she had a nice fall.
Now I wish a bowling ball would fall on her head.
Ooh, what if it kills her?
I wish a bowling ball would fall on her head.
How about a mal concussion?
I'll take it.
Okay. Strike one.
That's baseball, you idiot.
Now light her on fire.
Well, I think she's gonna be out for a while. Let's go have some fun.
Okay.
So, Jeffy, what's something you always wanted to wish for?
Pee-pee sucking fairies.
Well, you already got one of those.
You'll be surprised that it's not me.
Wink, wink.
Jesus. Well, I wish I had a big booby to squeeze.
Coming right up.
Boo! Boo! Boo!
So, how did you like your booby? Pretty scary, huh?
Well, that's not really what I had in mind, but I want a big round booby.
Oh, why'd you just say so?
Hi.
So, how do you like your poobie?
Not poobie, a booby, a female breast. You know what? Forget it. I don't even want it anymore.
Well, what else do you want to wish for?
Well, I never got my cheese pizza, so I wish for a cheese pizza.
Ooh, can I have some?
No, poobie, get out of here. Shoot.
Wax.
Order up.
Yay, I finally got my cheese pizza.
Did somebody say cheese?
That was a good one.
Oh, no! Junior and Cody are coming! You guys gotta hide!
Let's try the goldfish route again!
And let's try not to get eaten this time!
Okay!
Hey, Jeffy, what are you doing?
Oh, no way, bro. You get goldfish?
You got cheese pizza?
Hell yeah.
Hey, Junior, how much to eat one of these fish?
What, a goldfish? I'll eat one if you eat one.
Okay, I'm down. Hey, Jeffy, can we eat your fish?
I don't care.
Oh, sweet.
Ooh, I'm gonna dunk my head and try to grab it with my mouth.
Yeah, it's like bobbing for apples, but the apples are alive and they don't want to die.
Yeah, that'd be sick. I think my head's too big for the bowl.
Yeah, and I really don't want to get my hair wet. It takes forever to braid these.
Hey, Jeffy, if you ever take them out of the bowl, we'll totally eat them, okay?
All right.
Whoa, that was a close one.
You were gonna let him eat us?
Well, he's been eaten before.
That's true.
Man, Junior, that pizza looked good.
Do you want to ask Jeffy if he'll let you take a bite of his pizza?
Yeah, sure. I don't have cooties. Hey, Jeffy, can we have your pizza? Wait, what was that?
Nothing.
What was that?
I thought I saw Fairy Godparents.
No, you didn't see that. You didn't see that.
Well, what happened to your goldfish?
I ate him.
What? You were supposed to let us eat him.
Oh, he's too damn greedy.
Too greedy. Gee. Well, can we have your pizza?
Yeah, sure. Take it. Just go.
Okay. Oh, well, it came off the plate. Cody!
I got it.
Woo! Double close one!
We have to be more careful! If anyone were to see us, we'll disappear forever!
Yeah, I got it. I know your rules.
Alright, Jeffy. Any more wishes you want to make?
Yeah, I wish I had paper! Like cash, cash, green, cash, cash.
What?
I wish I had money!
But Jeffy, if you wish for money, then that will take it from someone else!
I don't care! I wish I had money!
Okay!
Oh, Marvin, I'm stuffed.
Yeah, this dinner was so good.
Your bill, sir.
All right, let me just grab my money.
Here you go. Was that some kind of magic trick, sir?
Where'd my money go? It was right here. Did you see it go anywhere? Did it blow away?
No.
I am so sorry. Well, I don't have any more money.
Well, then you must wash dishes.
Wash dishes? Baby, do you have any money?
No, I don't have any money.
That was all the money I had.
There you go.
What, only $100? I wanted hundreds of thousands of dollars.
But Jeffy, that's stealing.
I wish I had hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Okay.
Now this is more like it.
Jeffy, this is wrong.
Well, I don't want to know what right is.
What are you even going to buy with this? You could have just wished for it.
Money, cars, and clothes, and hoes.
I'll drink to that.
Who threw that bowling ball at me? I bet it was that twerp. I'm gonna make him pay.
100, 200, 300, 400.
Oh no, the babysitter's coming.
Not Icky Vicky.
Hi guys.
What are you doing in here, twerp?
Counting cash.
Where did all this money come from? And who said you could have fish? I'm gonna go flush him down the toilet.
No, you're not.
Who's gonna stop me?
Oh, I wish the cops were here to arrest you. Whoa, wait,
where the hell am I? I was just in the shower. And where did all this money come from? Wait, am I a stripper?
Officer, what are you doing here?
I don't know.
She hit me.
What, really? What?
No, I didn't.
Arrest her.
Well, I don't know that I can just arrest her.
Arrest her.
Well, but I don't think that I can.
Simon says arrest her.
I wish you'd
arrest her.
Well, for some reason, I have the sudden urge to arrest you.
Why?
I don't know, but I think I have to. Come on.
She better not drop the soap.
She's going to an all-female prison, Cosmo.
Oh.
Jeffy, why don't you give some of this money to charity?
I wish I had all the charity's money.
Jeffy, let's talk about this.
Oh, no. My parents are home early. You guys gotta hide. Go back to being goldfish.
Jeffy, we're home. Wait, Jeffy, where'd you get all this money from?
My Fairy Odd Parents, they're disguised as goldfish. Oh, shit.
What happened to them?
They disappeared because I wasn't supposed to tell you about them. But good news is, we still have all this cash.
Well, we could have used some of this money at the restaurant. I thought I had money, and then when I checked my wallet, it was empty, so we had to wash dishes all night.
Well, I had to wash dishes, too, and there's a shattered one downstairs, so you might want to clean that up.
What happened to your babysitter?
Oh, she got arrested for hitting me. Tonight's been a whole thing. I just don't really want to talk about it.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Do you guys notice anything different about me?
Oh, God, you smell worse than usual.
What, really?
Okay, well, yeah, I forgot to put on deodorant.
Why would you want us to notice that?
Wait, no, that's not what I was talking about. Something with my face.
Oh, you got a new pimple.
Oh, he's maturing.
No, it's my glasses. I got new lenses.
How have we noticed the new lenses in your glasses? They're made of glass. It's clear.
Well, but they're thinner lenses because my prescription changed because I'm getting older and my eyes are different now.
We're not focused on you like that. How would we notice that?
Yeah, how could we notice something so... I hate you. I want to watch TV. Just shut... Don't... Shut up.
Sorry. Nerimomo Jumbo.
Breaking news, okay. Grand Theft Auto 6 has been delayed another year until November 2026.
Are you fucking kidding me?
They delayed GTA 6 again!
They keep doing this over and over and over again. Why won't it just drop the goddamn game?
It was supposed to come out in May. Now they pushed it back to November. But it's November right now, so it's a year away.
A whole year. They keep twisting and teasing us, dude.
What's gonna happen next November? They're gonna push it back to the next November, then the next November, then the next November, next November, next November, next November.
We're starting with fucking kids when they finally drop it.
I don't even think they started working on the game.
GTA 5 came out in 2013. GTA 6 was to come out in 2026. That'd be 13 years. Are they even working on it?
You need that much damn time for a game.
Yeah, you better be able to go into every single building. You better be able to go into outer space. You better be able to fly UFOs and go see aliens and go all the planets and shit.
Yeah, I want to go to the moon.
Yeah, you better be able to go underwater and see Atlantis.
Yeah.
Yeah, SpongeBob and Patrick, and you better be able to go inside SpongeBob's pineapple and steal his boatmobile.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they better be, you know what? The whole game better be the whole world. No, not just a state, the entire world, because I want to be able to explore the entire world in that game.
Yeah, with 13 years of fucking development.
Yeah, what are they doing? Rockstar, more like rock lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir. More like lazy star.
Yeah, get them.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They're just lazy, because, oh my God, it better be worth the wait. It better be worth the wait.
Better.
I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. Hey, Cody, can you, like, go on your laptop and, like, hack their server? Because, like, didn't somebody do that? Didn't somebody hack into the servers and then get the game early?
Yeah, but that would be really hard and illegal.
Illegal Ill Smeagol.
Yeah.
Ill Smeagol? Like if Gollum had the flu?
It's not hard to hack into it, Cody.
Come on, your nerdy ass can do it. You got glasses. I know it's possible.
Yeah, you got those new glasses. The last guy who hacked them, he used a fire stick and a hotel TV to hack in. So you can use modern technology to hack into it.
Okay, but he went to jail for a long time.
Okay. Well, look, if you hack into it, you can go to jail for a long time, and me and Joseph can play the game early.
I don't want to go to jail at all.
I know you ain't scared of a little jail.
Come on, yeah.
Guys, anyway.
Yeah, you're gay.
It does have its benefits.
Can you get your laptop, at least try to see if you can hack into it? We can blame it on someone else.
Come on.
Okay, I'll try.
Yeah.
Jesus, thank you.
God.
That's a friend.
Okay, guys, let's crack this puppy wide open.
I know you can hack into it, Cody.
Yeah, come on, what's your nerdy ass?
Okay, rockstar.com. Log in here. Oh, we got a firewall here. Ooh. And I'm in!
Hey! You know what
he's
doing!
He's got it.
Piece of cake. Okay, oh, this is encrypted. It needs a password.
Okay.
What's something Rockstar would say? GTA 6 is never coming out.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, try it.
It works!
Hey! That was the password!
Yeah, I'm in their files now.
You're in the files?
Yeah. Oh, I got a note page here. Let's see what it says. Oh, it's their 10-year plan. As if they're gonna delay GTA 6 till 2036.
What? 10 more years?
No, we're never gonna play it.
Oh, I found a playable version of the game here.
You did?
Yeah, I'm gonna upload it to your PS5.
Yeah, do it.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's going. Oh, shit.
What
do I do?
Oh, no. Junior, they found out. They tracked your IP address.
They found out?
Yeah, they're coming, Junior. I'm out of here, dude.
What?
Dude, it's my line.
Whoa, hold on. Grab the PS5 controller. We gotta play it before the cops get here.
Yeah, we're gonna play this damn game.
Yeah, we're playing it. Okay, Joseph, the game is turned on.
Oh, dude, look at that loading screen. Oh, she's so hot.
Yeah, she is. Oh, look. You can play as a girl and a guy in this game.
Oh, bro, they're gonna go crazy this year.
Yeah. Oh, it says Grand Theft Auto 6 beta, so it's only the beta.
Oh, damn, I forgot. They gotta be touch-ups and stuff.
Well, they have a whole year to fix whatever's wrong with it. Ooh, this game's starting. Look.
Finally feel good to be back home.
These graphics are so realistic.
Oh, dude, it's quality.
Yeah, I love this game.
That's a nice car.
I'm gonna steal that car.
Oh, you got to.
Yeah, get out of the car now.
Yeah, look, the car. Don't shoot me. Yeah, the car.
Okay, take it. Yeah.
Oh, get in the car. Oh, this is so
dude,
cool.
You gotta do the dash. It's a Lambo.
Oh, man, Joseph, I'm gonna speed and run over people.
Oh, I've been waiting to do this, dude.
The driving controls are a little weird.
What the hell? You don't know how to drive?
I know how to drive. It's a little weird,
Joseph. Let me do it. No.
You give me the controller.
I want to drive.
No, I get to play.
All right. Whatever.
Okay, let's find a pedestrian to run over.
Wait, dude, is that a prostitute?
Well, I think it is.
Pick her up. You got to.
Okay, I'm honking the horn. Get in, ho.
Ooh, baby, how much for that ass?
Well, I got it. $10.
Get in.
Ooh.
Goddamn.
Get in, slut.
Yeah.
All right, what happens once she gets in?
Ooh, you know what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
She better get naughty.
What are they doing, Joseph?
You know what she's doing. Rocking the boat, baby.
Rocking the car.
Well, I guess.
Oh, wow, that was quick. She's leaving already?
Right? It wasn't even worth our time.
Yeah, you know what? We should kill her and get our money back.
Oh, yeah, we need that cash.
Yeah. Come on, bitch. You're going to give me my money back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need a full refund, baby.
Get back. I'm going to shoot you. Bam! Stupid prostitute. Okay, give me the money.
Yeah, check the pockets.
Okay. With this money, we should go to the strip club.
Oh, yeah. We're trying to party.
Yeah, never satisfied. Straight to the strip club we go.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Joseph, the strip club looks so cool.
Dude, look at the stripper. She's so hot.
We need more money to throw on her, though, because we don't have that much money.
Oh, you know what we got to do then.
Oh, yeah, we got to rob this bartender.
Yeah.
You know what we want to drink? All the money in the register, bitch.
Yeah, give me the cash.
Yeah, give us the money now.
Yeah, we need it.
Hurry up.
Golly.
Yeah, give us the money. And now I'm going to throw it on the stripper. Here you go, ho.
Yeah, get in decent for us.
Yeah, give us all that booty. Okay, we need more money for our lap dance, Joseph.
Oh, dude, where are we going to get it from?
I'm going to rob the bartender again. Give us some more money.
Oh,
I accidentally shot her, Joseph.
Dude, what are you doing?
I accidentally shot her.
The cop's gonna get on us now.
Oh, God. Well, since we're wanted, we might as well kill everyone else.
Yeah, kill her ass, dude.
Wait, it's a cutscene. It says press triangle to play as the girl.
Oh, dude, press triangle. That's so cool.
Yeah, press it. Oh, no way. Joseph, I'm playing as a girl now.
Oh, I didn't know she was strapped, too.
Oh, I'm gonna throw her money on this stripper. Here you go, ho.
Yeah, I like that girl on girl action, dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna kill the stripper now.
What? No! What are you doing?
I want to kill her. Be funny.
You're more wanted now.
But I can get all the money back, Joseph.
There's no way the cop's gonna get there.
No, I'm getting all the money. Okay.
All right, you got all the cash. You gotta get out of here right now, baby.
Well, the cop.
See, that's exactly what I said.
Wasted. Oh, God.
Stupid. Give me the controller. It's my turn now.
Okay, fine. I guess you can play.
Hello. I'm gonna rob me a gas station, dude.
How are you gonna rob the gas station? You're holding a tennis racket, Joseph.
It's okay. I'm gonna bring the racket. Watch this. I'm gonna hit this ball guy.
I don't usually hit women, but you're asking for it.
The hitting effects look really bad.
It's the beta, dude. Of course it's going to be a little slow. I still killed him.
They have 10 years to... Oh, kill that guy. Kill that guy.
Oh, dude, I didn't see him at first. Oh yeah, I got to kill him. I got to get his money, too.
Those hits wouldn't kill someone in real life.
They're going to speed it up when they finally finish the game.
Okay,
let's rob this guy.
Yeah, rob the main guy. He has all the money. He's the cash register.
You're right. Give me time. God damn. I need to switch the characters.
You should have played as the other guy. He has a chainsaw.
Yeah, I'm switching.
Okay. You got all the money. You're wanted. You're 3 stars wanted.
But I got to kill him first. God.
No. Now you're 4 stars wanted.
Yeah.
So leave.
I'm leaving.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even see him at first.
You're busted.
Dude, I wasn't paying attention.
Give me the control. My turn.
Wait, it's my turn.
No. I got a turn, then you got a turn. We take turns.
Bro, what?
Yeah, I'm going to do the bank heist. All right, let's rob this bank.
And nobody gets hurt. You got that? All right, freeze!
I'm going to kill this hostage.
Well, what the hell are you doing? You're not supposed to kill him. That's the hostage.
Well, I want to show the people that I was serious, that we want this money and we're willing to kill for it.
What the hell? You're supposed to rob the bank first.
Give us the money.
Let her open the vault. Oh,
look. He killed the other girl. All right, bitch, you're the last one left. If you want to live, give us all the money.
I guess you got to scare her to get her to open it.
Yeah, open the vault and you won't get hurt.
You don't kill her, though, dude.
I'm not going to kill her, Joseph.
What the hell are you doing, dude?
Well, I had to kill her because, I can't leave any witnesses. She saw my face. All I have is night vision goggles on.
You're super wanted. Why are you running into the wall?
My controller got stuck. All right, I'm gonna get all the money.
Stupid.
All right, let's grab all the money and get out of here.
Yeah, you gotta get all of it.
Oh, we're getting so much money.
We racked up. Let's go.
Oh, Joseph, with all this money, I'm gonna buy a mansion and a yacht.
Heck yeah, dude.
Shit, it's a round, baby. We're gonna have to shoot it out. Let's activate our night vision goggles.
What? Night vision?
Yeah, they probably dimmed the lights on you, dude, to confuse you.
But it's daylight outside. All right, I got this. I'm gonna kill these cops. Die, cop!
Hey, you got his ass.
All right, let's get out of here. We gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta escape. Come on.
Okay, I'm running. I'm going through the door. Okay, Joseph, I gotta get in the getaway car.
I'll do it for cop. Shoot him.
Die.
Kill his ass.
Let's get in the getaway.
We're almost there, dude.
I'm going. I don't want to go. I'm gonna pass the heist.
Yeah.
Let me get in the car. Okay. Okay, we're in the getaway car. Let's run from the cops.
Yeah, dude, we gotta complete the heist. We need all the respect. I don't want the full spirits of this goddamn game.
Hey, Daddy, somebody call a computer repairman?
Let me pause it. Yeah, buddy, my nerdy friend got a virus. Can you, fix it? It's on my computer.
Yeah, let me take a look here. You hacked into Rockstar?
No!
Yes, you did. You hacked into Rockstar and got GTA 6 early?
Whatever.
No, we didn't.
But what's that on the screen?
That's GTA 5 with mods.
No, it's not. I played all the mods on GTA 5. That's not a mod.
Oh, can you just, tell Rockstar it's, a false alarm or something?
No! They're already tracking your IP address. I don't know what to do.
Hey, police, on behalf of Rockstar, did one of you guys hack GTA 6?
It was him! They did it!
Oh, really?
No, he did. He's in front of the laptop.
Oh, really?
The laptop was already here when I got here. I just got here!
Oh, really?
Oh, come on. Do we look nerdy enough to be able to hack? He's a nerd.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they said their nerdy friend came over and hacked it.
Oh, really?
Does it look like we would hang out with a nerd?
Oh, really?
Well, just look on your screen! GTA 6 is right there!
Oh, really?
That's GTA 5.
Oh, really?
With mods.
No, it's not. I played all the mods on GTA 5. That is not a mod.
Oh, really?
Oh, come on. If you want to know that's his laptop, just check the tabs. Check the search history.
Oh, really? Let me just see here. Whoa! What the fuck? What are you looking at?
No, it's not my computer!
What was Cody looking up?
I don't know.
Oh, my God!
Oh, freak yeah!
Whoa! Oh, my God! What is wrong with Cody? Oh!
Burned a hole in my eyes.
Oh, my God! Oh, well, now that guy took the fall, we can finish the heist on GTA 6.
Hell yeah!
Wait, this game can no longer be played!
Why did he do it?
Oh, curse you, Rockstar!
Officer Guy, get in here.
Yes, sir?
There's a fugitive on the loose by the name of Waldo.
Waldo, sir?
Yeah, that's his poster right there. See, he stole some government secrets, and now he's trying to sell them to the highest bidder.
How did he even steal the secrets, sir?
Well, he's so damn sneaky, nobody can see him. He just snuck into a government facility and stole their files.
Sir, I think I actually went to high school with this guy.
Oh, good. Maybe that'll make him easier to find.
Well, I don't know about that. Where's the last place he was seen?
Oh, all over the place. I'll go get the book. He's been spotted at the beach, and the museum, and the carnival.
Sir, I don't see him.
What are you talking about? He's right there.
Where?
Right there next to the ride.
Oh, yeah, I guess that is him.
Yeah, he's really hard to find, especially because he has all these helpers that wear the same shirt as him. But you better find that son of a bitch before he sells our nuclear launch codes.
He has our nuclear launch codes?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we just change them?
Well, we can't. We can only change it once a year, and we already did it on Friday.
Okay, sir, I'll find him.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I have a robot spider.
No way!
Dude, that's so sick!
Is it remote control?
It is not.
Aw, oh, that's dumb.
But it crawls around like a real spider.
What's the point if you can't control it, dude? It's just gonna run into the wall.
It glows in the dark. Yeah, it really glows in the dark. It says right there in the box.
Does it really glow in the dark?
It really glows in the dark.
Alright, let's go in the bathroom, close the door, and turn off the lights and see if it glows in the dark.
Ooh, I like to go in the bathroom and turn off the lights part. Whatever happens in the bathroom stays in the bathroom, right, Junior?
Can you go with us, Joseph?
Nah, dude, I got a better idea. Check this out.
Whoa!
Yeah, Hot Wheels with loop-de-loops. Three of them all.
Three loop-de-loops.
That's scientifically impossible. There's no way it can go through all three loop-de-loops.
Dude, they wouldn't put it on the box if it wasn't possible.
That'd be false advertising, Cody.
That defies the laws of physics. There's no way that toy car generates enough torque to go through three loop-de-loops in a row.
I mean, that would be a sight to see for it to go through all three loop-de-loops.
It certainly would. It would be loop madness. Maybe that's why they call it that, because it would be madness.
It would be loop madness. Oh, do you think if that car went through all three loop-de-loops, it would rip a hole in time and space?
That would be madness.
Oh, man. I want to play with the toy spider, because we could scare Chef Pee-Pee with that.
Good.
But I also...
Hot Wheels, dude.
I want to see it go through three loop-de-loops.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're in a predicament. Mm-hmm. Which one do we play with first?
This one glows in the dark.
How about y'all go and do y'all thing with Chef Pee-Pee, play with the spider, and I'll put the Hot Wheels together.
Okay, yeah. We can go scare Chef Pee-Pee with the spider and see if it's glow in the dark, and you can set that up. But do not launch it without us.
Hey, I can't make any promises, dude, if y'all don't make it back in time.
Okay, let's hurry. Let's go to the bottom and see if it glows in the dark.
Yeah, tighten up.
Okay, Cody, let's see if this thing really glows in the dark.
It says right on the box it really glows in the dark.
Okay, and they can't lie. That'd be false advertising.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if it really glows in the dark. Where is it?
It's in my hand. I'm holding it.
It's not glowing, Cody.
It is not.
It says it really glows in the dark. It's not glowing.
It's not glowing in the dark at all.
This is stupid. Cody, what are you doing?
Just hold on. Just let me do this.
No, go on, Cody!
No, it's mine now.
Go on, go with it!
Give me
it! Hell, Cody, don't ever do that again!
I had a good grip on it, didn't I?
You're weird, Cody!
I'm never washing this hand again, Jimmy.
You're disgusting. Your stupid toy didn't even glow in the dark.
Well, maybe it needs batteries before it glows.
Oh, let's open it and see if it needs batteries.
Mm-mm-mm! My jelly bean chicken wing casserole's almost done! Wait, I got a ring to it. Jelly bean chicken wing. Jelly bean chicken wing. Jelly bean chicken wing.
Okay, Junior, put the batteries in it.
All right, try to scare Shaggy with it.
Okay, but I can't really control where it goes because I don't have a remote control. So let's just hope.
Ah! Look at that fire! You son of a bitch! Ah! You
trying to bite me, ho? Oh, hell no! Nah. Yeah!
I was still going, but you still got it, bro!
Oh, hell no! Nah. Yeah!
Crush, crush, ho. Crush, crush. You ain't breathing no more. Look, that.
That toy cost me $50, Junior. He just fucking smashed it.
I mean, he was scared.
He was.
Do you want the pieces, too?
No, fuck it.
Hmm. Oh, so, how was the spider?
He's in heaven with Hulk Hogan.
Don't you mean hell? Hulk Hogan said the N-word.
Wait, you go to hell if you say the N-word?
Hey, I don't make the rules, bro.
What if it's only a few times?
Especially if it's the hard R, dude.
Oh, how do you repent?
You drop to your knees, put your hands together, and beg the Lord to forgive your ass.
Oh, God, please forgive me. You didn't say we couldn't say it. You didn't put it in the Bible. Oh, dear God, please forgive me.
So, did you get it working, Joseph?
Oh, yeah, dude. I was just waiting on y'all.
Oh, you said you weren't going to wait.
Hey, look, I got a heart, bruh.
Oh, hey, let's see it go through all three loop-de-loops. All
right, watch this. It's gonna happen, dude. Watch this.
Whoa! I told you it was impossible.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is physically impossible for it to go through all three loop-de-loops.
It's not physically impossible. I'll do it again.
You saw that. It was almost there. This dumb toy. This is two toys that's lied to us. The other spider didn't glow in the dark.
Third time's the charm, dude.
Oh, because it's three loops.
Hey, fuck this toy.
I told you.
What? There's someone at the door. Well, hold on. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
You see anyone?
No.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hello?
Hello?
Junior, what is that?
What?
On top of the bush.
Oh, yeah, there is somebody. Hey, we see you.
Oh, yeah, where am I?
You're on top of the bush.
Damn it. Shit. Okay, turn around.
What?
Turn around.
Okay.
Who is this guy? I don't know. What's he doing?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm ready.
I see you. You're on top of the other bush.
Yeah, you're on top of the other bush.
Damn it. Okay, turn around one more time.
Okay. Who is this? I don't know. He's acting weird.
All right, I'm ready. Turn around.
What? Where?
I don't see him this time. He's doing really good, Cody. Wait, we see you. You're behind the pillar.
Shit, damn it. Shit. Okay, turn around.
Okay. Is he like an elf?
Why is he dressed like that?
He's running around back there.
Here. Oh, yeah, baby. I'm like the wind. Yeah.
You're behind the pillar.
Yeah, we see you. You're right behind that other pillar.
Damn it. You guys are good at seeking.
Or maybe you're just really bad at hiding.
Yeah.
No, it's kind of my thing.
Oh, so, like, you're really good at hide and seek?
Oh, well, the hiding part, I'm not so much good at seeking. Can't really stand still for us too long in one place, unless I get found.
So, what's your name?
My name's Waldo.
Well, we're not really looking for a new four-eyed friend. We already got Cody, and he's pretty ugly.
Oh, thanks, Daniel.
Yeah, don't mention it, Cody.
Where'd he go?
Waldo!
Hello?
Well, he's not behind the bushes.
He's not usually this good at hiding.
He's not behind the pillars. Where's Waldo?
I don't know.
Maybe he got mad that we found him too many times and he ran away.
Yeah, he probably left.
All right, let's go.
Wait, you...
Oh, it's all over the couch. Shit.
Wow, Zena, way to go.
Fuck, can you lift it up? No, just let it spill.
All right.
I'll be sarcastic.
No, I can't predict.
Okay.
Waste a good imaginary Pepsi.
So y'all just got cherry Pepsi and then bring me one.
Well, there's only two left.
Oh, wow. That's selfish as hell. You didn't think about me, dude?
Well, I mean, if there was a third one, we would have got you one, but you weren't down there with us. Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty selfish and pretty racist, if I say so myself.
Well, you can have some of mine.
I don't want your backwash, dude. Who was at the door?
Oh, some guy named Waldo.
Yeah, he was dressed like an elf.
And he had, like, daddy issues. Like, I guess his dad never came home when he was a kid, so he wanted us to find him. He had, like, a find-him fetish.
You kind of read a lot into that 1 30-second conversation.
He was a weird guy, Cody.
He was weird, yeah.
Like, he was absolutely, like, one of the weirdest people ever. He's like, find me. Yeah. Anyway, you want to guys watch the Crocodile Hunter movie?
Oh, hell yeah.
Breaking news, okay. A man named Waldo is missing, and he's wanted by the FBI for trying to sell government secrets to enemies of the United States.
Y'all getting freaky. What's wrong?
That's the guy that was on the door.
That Waldo nigga?
Yeah.
Yes. That's the guy that was talking to us at the door, and he told us to find him.
Dude, he is a wanted criminal for the FBI. They want to get him. You just talking to him freely?
Oh, okay, I think we should call the cops and say we saw him, right?
Yes, we have to.
Definitely. Yeah, because we saw him. If we say we didn't see him, then if we tell him we saw him, then we had the latest point where he was at.
Yeah.
We're an accomplice at that
so they
point.
Can catch him.
Yeah, okay, so let me call the cop and tell him we know where he's at.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yeah, we saw Waldo.
Where?
Well, he was at the front door.
Okay, I was just at the front door. He wasn't there.
Well, we saw him four times at the door. Like, we found him behind a bush. We found him behind a pillar.
Yeah, when you see him, he moves. So where is he now?
Well, I don't know where he's at now.
Well, that's not helpful. It's not where was Waldo. It's where's Waldo.
Well, I don't know where Waldo is now, but we did see him, like, earlier.
Well, okay, but that's not helpful. He could be anywhere. He could be in the Old West. He could be in space. He, like, teleports.
Well, I mean, he was at my front door, so he's probably, like, down the street or somewhere close by, right?
Well, he could be literally anywhere.
Okay, well, how do you know so much about Waldo?
I actually went to high school with Waldo.
Wait, you did?
Yeah, let me tell you about him. So when I was in high school, there was this kid named Waldo. He wore this red striped shirt, glasses, and an inverted Santa hat. He was really weird. Well, anyway, this guy would always go missing. We would be sitting in class, and the next thing you know, the teacher's asking, "Where's Waldo?" No one knew where he went. They would put the school on lockdown and look for him. They would check the bathrooms, the cafeteria, the gym. He was nowhere to be found. The whole town started looking for him. Missing posters all over the city, police helicopters, they checked the river. People started wondering if he got kidnapped. The police literally found 13 missing children while looking for Waldo. His parents were on the news crying and begging for Waldo to come home. And then after 6 months, the police ended the search and pronounced him dead. They had a funeral and everything. But then I was at the park, and I saw him standing behind a tree.
So he was just standing there behind a tree?
Yeah, just right there at the park. I don't know why it took so long for anyone to find him. But after that, the whole town banished him for being a fuckhead. I mean, we spent millions of dollars of taxpayer money looking for him.
Why do you think he hides so much?
I think he does it for attention. I mean, what kind of psychopath hides for attention?
See, Cody, I told you he has daddy issues.
See, the problem is now I gotta find him because he has the nuclear launch codes. Fucking what?
Wait, he has nuclear launch codes?
What the hell?
Yeah, yeah, but see, the good thing is he can't move until you find him. He has to just stay right where he is. He's stuck.
So wherever he is, he has to stay completely still.
Yeah, he stays right there until you say, "Ha, I got you."
Well, do you have any clues on where he could be?
Oh, yeah, I have a whole bunch of documents. Let me get them. Ugh, here are all the files we have on Waldo.
Whoa, these are a lot of files.
Yeah, these are all the places we've found him in the past.
Wait, there's so many other people wearing his outfit.
Yeah, he has a lot of decoys, but don't worry, decoys don't fool me.
Hey, everybody.
Waldo?
Well, I just got back from the eye doctor, and they prescribed me glasses, and then I stopped at Target and got this sweater because it's cold.
Nice try, Waldo, but you're not going to be selling those nuclear launch codes anytime soon.
What?
Come on, Waldo, you're coming with me. What?
I guess he found Waldo.
You know, you and Waldo's...
Marvin, what do you want to eat for dinner?
I was thinking we'd get Taco Bell.
Oh, no, Marvin. You know every time I eat Taco Bell, I get diarrhea.
That is so disgusting. I don't want to hear that.
Well, girls go number two, too.
Well, I would like to pretend they don't.
Holy, holy, Marvin. What's that on your face?
What?
It looks like a mole.
A mole? I don't have a mole on my face.
Yeah, you do. It's right there.
No, I do not.
Jeffy, tell Marvin he has a mole on his face.
My gumbo machine is broken.
Jeffy, do I have something on my face?
Every time I get the gumbo out, I get stuck on the fuckity noodle.
Jeffy, do I have something on my face?
Well, dang, it looks like you dug in your ass and wiped it on your face.
Well, let me see.
Look, Marvin.
Oh, my God. I have a huge mole on my face.
I told you.
Why do I have a mole on my face? Do you think it's cancerous? We should call a doctor.
Oh, don't make a mountain out of a molehill, Marvin.
My gumbo machine is broken.
What is wrong with it?
It keeps getting stuck on the spinny foot.
I don't know what that is, Jeffy. Listen, what's that noise?
What noise?
It sounds like a crunching noise.
It's the sound of my gumball getting stuck on the fuckity doodle.
No, I gotta go see what that noise is. Oh my God, there's a mole in the house! Baby, there's a mole in the house!
What?
There's a mole eating a hole in the wall!
Marvin, we have a mole problem!
Oh my God, we have to call a doctor about the mole on my face and call an exterminator about the mole in the wall!
What are we gonna do, Marvin?
I'm gonna make phone calls. Oh, I'm so pissed. Does anyone see my phone?
Down here, have a gumbo. It'll make you feel better.
No, I don't want a gumbo. Okay. Oh, God, my molars!
What happened, Marvin? Did you bite down too hard?
Yeah, I bit down on the gumbo and it hurt my molars. Oh, now I gotta call a dentist about my molars. I gotta call a pest control person about the mole in the house. And I gotta call a doctor about the mole on my face.
And a repairman for my gumbo machine.
That too. Who's at the door? Hello?
Hey there, Uber Eats. I got your Taco Bell from Marvin.
Oh,
what was that? You hungry, fella?
Yeah.
I can tell by the way you went. Anyway, I took one of your extra guacamoles, so now you just have a normal amount of guacamole.
Oh, well, wait a minute. That means you had to open my bag to get to it.
Yeah, I sure did. I also took a bite of your chicken quesadilla, because, I mean, who wouldn't? It was right there. Oh, and the grilled cheese burrito is to die for. I only took one bite of that, but I wrapped it up real nice so you wouldn't even notice.
That's gross that you ate my food.
Well, I'm sorry, but it was really good, and it was just, like, right there. So.
Why do you need my guacamole?
Oh, well, I don't have an air freshener in my car, and I really love the smell of guacamole. So I was just going to open it up and leave it by the AC and hope the smell just kind of, like, permeates through the car so my whole car smells like guacamole.
Okay, well, you're a doctor, right?
Yeah, I am.
And a dentist?
Yep.
And pest control?
Yep, I do that too.
I need all three of those jobs. I need you to do all of them, like, right now.
Oh, well, I'm not dressed for it. I'll have to get the outfits out of my car.
Okay.
Okay, I'll just meet you upstairs.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the Taco Bell's here.
Ooh! But Marvin, I told you, Taco Bell gives me diarrhea.
I had already ordered it before you told me that disgusting fact about yourself.
Well, you don't have to be rude.
Just use wet wipes. I ain't booty.
Okay, I got the outfits. Which one do you need first?
Whichever one makes you fix a gumball machine.
Oh, that'd be this one.
Well, no. I need the doctor outfit first, because mine's more important.
Oh, well, okay. But I gotta put this on. It's gonna take a second. I don't usually do this with people watching. You can go ahead and talk while I do this.
Okay, so my wife pointed out that this mole randomly showed up on the side of my face.
Yeah, I noticed that. It's pretty big.
Yeah, is it cancerous? Do I have, like, stage 4 cancer? What is it?
I think this is good enough. You get the idea. Let's see. Well, there's some bruising around it. That's not a good sign.
Is it cancerous?
Well, I don't know. Do you go out in the sun a lot?
No. We stay inside all day and do absolutely nothing.
Well, I guess it could be light bulb cancer.
Is that a thing?
Fuck no.
Okay, then what's wrong? Is it cancerous? What is it?
I don't know, man. I'd have to do a biopsy, which means I'd have to cut off a piece, and at this point, I might as well just cut off the whole thing.
Well, what about my gumball machine?
Oh, hold on. I gotta put the other one on for that.
Well, you didn't solve my cancer thing. Is it cancer or not?
What? I said it may or may not be cancer. I don't really know. Right now, I'm doing this gumball thing. Okay, let's see. Oh, well, there's your problem. The gumballs are too big. Just buy smaller gumballs.
Huh. Okay, so listen, I need the dentist now.
Oh, shit. Okay, I gotta take this back off. Oh, I wish you said that first. Okay, what do you need?
Okay, so I bit into a gumball and my back molar hurt really bad.
Oh, say ah.
Ah.
Yeah, I see it. You got a cavity on that back molar.
Well, I got a cavity on my molar?
Yeah, you got a mole and a cavity on your molar. You got a lot of mole problems.
Oh, God damn. Well, there's also a mole eating a hole in the wall, so I need a pest control, like an exterminator.
Hold on. Put that on.
No, you don't actually... Why do you have to put on something? You can literally just do all the jobs in one outfit.
No, because if I don't put it on, people get confused. My father always said the clothes make the man, so here we go. All right, let's see that mole.
There's a mole right there.
Oh, damn, that's a big-ass mole. And so is the one in the wall.
Wait, what?
I was talking about the one in your face.
Oh, can you please kill this stupid mole?
Oh, yeah, it's a good thing I brought my whack-a-mole hammer. You're gonna laugh at me, you little bitch. Come here. Oh, shit.
Oh, no, he's right there. Get up. Oh, no, he's right there. Get up. Oh, wait, why do you keep missing him?
It's really hard to see with these fucking overalls on my head. I've never been good at whack-a-mole, Marvin. Shit.
You're tearing up my fucking wall.
Fucking Bradbury, I'm sorry.
Don't you give me the goddamn hair. I'll do it myself.
Nice, Marvin. Maybe you should be the one wearing all these outfits.
I can't believe you couldn't whack that stupid-ass mole. He was going slow as shit.
Well, I'm sorry. It's really hard to see with these overalls on. I've never been good at whack-a-mole.
Take the stupid-ass overalls off. Okay, we solved one mole problem, but can you fix the cavity in my molar?
Oh, sorry, Marvin. I forgot my tools.
Well, can you go get them?
Marvin, we have another mole problem.
Where?
I spilled my guacamole.
Can you deep clean a couch?
Oh, no. Sorry, that's the one job I don't do.
What?
Yeah, like I'm a cop and a firefighter. I fly helicopters and stuff, but I don't even know how to clean a couch. I don't even know where the fuck I'd start.
I can't pay you just to grab some napkins and wipe it off.
No, I don't clean. I'm not a woman.
Hey!
Okay, well, can you at least take a biopsy of the mole on my face?
Oh, yeah, let me get my knife.
Knife.
Yep, here we go.
Oh, that looks like it's gonna hurt.
Yep.
And you're just gonna stab my face with that?
Yeah.
Can you numb it?
Oh, sure, I can numb it. Numb.
No, I meant, like, can you, like, give me anesthesia so I don't feel it?
Anesthesia? What, like, propofol? What, do you think I am Michael Jackson's doctor? Do you think I'm Michael Jackson's doctor? Do you think I killed Michael Jackson?
What, no.
Well, I hope not, because that doctor was black. Unless I have the same skin condition Michael Jackson had, in which case I could be that black doctor. Is that what you're suggesting, Marvin? That I'm Michael Jackson's black doctor that killed him?
What, that's not, I didn't say, you said, you pulled all that out of your ass.
Oh, you're right. That would be pretty crazy. All right, now hold still.
Okay,
just gonna get that real quick.
What?
What?
Ow! Oh, you cut my face!
I'm so sorry. Let me try one more time.
Okay.
Achoo!
Okay, you keep cutting my mustache. My mustache hanging off.
Yeah, allergies, Marvin.
Can you pull my mustache? It's hurting.
Jesus. Oh, sorry. I think it's your perfume. Hold on. Wait, one more time.
No.
Oh, shit. It's coming again.
Jesus, I'm sneezing.
Achoo!
Ow, you cut my mustache off!
Ew, Marvin, you're ugly!
What?
Yeah, you are really ugly,
Marvin. You look like my brother!
I didn't even know you had a brother!
Wait, Marvin, hold still. What? Oh, my God. You look just like General Nikola Popovich.
Who?
General Nikola Popovich. He's like a Russian army mobster gangster.
That's what I look like?
You look just like him, and we need somebody to spy on his organization. Marvin, come with me to the Pentagon. Come on.
The Pentagon?
Excuse me, sir. I got something you might like.
What is it, Lieutenant Dr. Guy? Oh, my God. Is that General Nikola Popovich?
Who is this General Nikola Popovich?
He's a Russian army general gangster in the Russian army mafia. See? You look just like him. He even wears the same kind of clothes as you. He makes nuclear weapons for the Russians. And whenever he catches an American spy, he makes them eat their own dick.
Eat their own dick?
That's right. And this is the face he makes while he watches them do it, too. He's a sick son of a bitch.
Okay, well, since we look alike, what does that have to do with anything?
We need you to be our mole and infiltrate the Russian Army Mafia's headquarters and learn all their secrets.
If I go to their headquarters and he's working there and then I show up looking just like him, they're gonna know I'm not him and they're gonna make me eat my own dick.
Well, we happen to know for a fact he's ice fishing in Alaska this week.
How'd you get that information?
Well, yesterday we sent in a spy that also looked kinda like you, but he got caught. So the last thing we heard on his microphone from General Popovich was, if you're wearing a wire, I'm gonna make you eat your own dick before I go ice fishing in Alaska this week. And then we heard the shirt open. And this is the last picture the camera took of General Popovich.
So that was the face he made when he ate his own dick?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so, if I go there, I can't wear a microphone because if they catch me, I'm going to have to eat my own dick.
Well, that's why we're going to put it up your asshole, son.
Wait, what?
Yeah, far up your asshole where they're never going to find it.
Okay, real quick. No microphone. Oh, God, that's a big microphone. Uh-huh. That's the one that's got to go up my ass?
Yeah, it's going to have to be that one.
Okay. Oh, no, okay. Well, we know that he's in Alaska. Why don't you just go get him?
Oh, he's scary. He eats people's dicks. I'm not trying to get my dick in. I just want to learn some secrets.
I thought you had to eat your own dick.
No, I don't want to eat anybody's dick, okay? I just want to find out some secrets. So go put that microphone up your ass, and we're going to send you off to Russia.
Oh.
Come on, Marvin. Let's go put this mic up your ass.
Oh, Nikola didn't leave password before going ice fishing. Oh, how are we supposed to get into no plans for attack?
I don't know.
Hey guys, it's me, Nikolai.
Nikolai! I thought you were ice fishing in Alaska.
I was, but man, I realized all I was catching was ice, no fish.
Oh, that's
wait
a good point.
A minute, something seems different about you.
What?
Why do you have American accent?
Yes, where is your normal accent?
Oh, I sound like an American because I spent so long in Alaska. See, that's where I was. That's where I was, and I just started sounding like those people that live there.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, you didn't leave password, so we can't get into computer to see plans.
Oh, you need my password.
Yes, we need password to log in.
Of course it would be my... I'm Nikolai, so I would know the password.
Yes, you would. Please type in password.
I can't type in the password. I'm not ready for you guys to see the plans yet.
Well, but you need whole PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, there's things I want to change on the PowerPoint presentation. While I was in Alaska, I realized some of those things were not what I wanted, so I need to change. I don't want you guys to see it yet.
But you already made bomb, too. Yes,
big bomb. Very nice bomb, by the way.
Going to kill a lot of people.
Big bomb.
That is the bomb I made to kill a lot of people, but when I was in Alaska, I realized I'm not ready to kill a lot of people. Yeah, I want to change the PowerPoint. I might want peace, you know?
Peace.
Wait a minute.
Are you really Nikolai?
I am Nikolai. What makes you think I'm not Nikolai?
Log into computer.
Duh. I told you guys I'm not ready to log in.
Real Nikolai with no password. Log into computer.
Log into computer.
Oh, okay. You want me to fess up? Well, this is a trick. This is all a plan from Vladimir Putin to see if you guys are smart enough to hack into my computer, to see if you guys are really Russian hackers, and you guys fail. You guys are dumb.
Oh, Big Vlad.
Yep.
Oh, not Big Pooh.
Yeah, Big Pooh.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, you guys couldn't hack my simple-ass password. And I'm not even going to tell you. That's the thing. I'm going to go back to ice fishing. And when I get back, you better hack that goddamn computer.
Don't tell Vlad we fuck up.
I'm sure going to tell him. But what was the plans we originally were going to do? What we were going to do to America?
Blow up Times Square with big bombs.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that.
We don't know the time. Jeez. We can't get into computer.
Okay, that's it. I quit. I don't want to be your stupid mole spy. Get this microphone out of my ass.
All right. Oh, that came out easy. How often you do this, boy?
Listen, I heard their plan. They want to blow up Times Square.
All right, let's listen to the recording. Kind of hard to hear over all the farts and gurgles.
But no, listen to this part.
No, I don't think that's going to hold up.
Well, no, the microphone was up my ass. What'd you expect it to pick up? Perfect clear voices?
Well, it doesn't even really matter anyway, because Popovich died while you were gone.
What do you mean he died?
Yeah, died of skin cancer. Apparently that mole on his face was cancerous. Speaking of which, you should probably get that mole looked at.
I wanted him looked at. You're supposed to take a biopsy. Can you please take a biopsy of this mole right now?
Marvin, I'm going to have to take off all my shirts.
Go for it.
No, okay, fine. Take a while. On one. Okay. Well, now I gotta start over and like put
the. Oh man, the dinner table is set and it looks so beautiful. Julia, everybody, come and sit at the table and get ready for dinner.
Oh man, I'm so ready for dinner. Wow, Chef, you set the table really nice.
Hey Junior, you wanna see a magic trick?
Yeah.
I'll bet you $5 that I can pull this tablecloth off the table so fast it won't even move the dishes.
I bet you can't.
Yes, I can. All I gotta do is say the magic words. Abracadabra. You ready, Junior?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
All right, I'll go get your $5, Junior.
What was that loud noise?
What happened to my dishes? Junior!
Don't blame me. Jeffy bet me $5.
Here's $5, Junior.
Oh, thanks, Jeffy. Jeffy bet me $5 they can pull the tablecloth without moving the plates.
Wait, move them. They're right there.
They did move. That's why I won $5.
You know what, Junior? Mario!
What's wrong, Chef Pee-Pee?
Your son! Hey, can I talk to you for a second?
Hold on, Chef Pee-Pee. What's wrong, Jeffy?
Now, Chef Pee-Pee's about to tell you a whole bunch of lies.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah, and not a single thing's gonna be true. But what I did want to tell you was, I've gone the whole day without saying the F word.
Well, I'm really proud of you, Jeffy.
Thanks, Daddy.
What's wrong, Chef Pee-Pee?
Your son broke all of the dishes in the kitchen!
He did what?
Debatable.
What?
Actually, what happened was, I was doing a magic trick, and I pulled the tablecloth really fast, and the dishes hit the floor. So technically, the floor broke the dishes.
Chefy, why would you pull the tablecloth and break all the dishes?
Because it was a magic trick, Daddy! I want you to be a magician, okay? Fine, I'll admit it. I'm an amateur magician. Is that what you wanted me to say? Wow, Daddy, you're a really good parent. You're supposed to be encouraging my hopes and dreams. But no, I guess I'll just give up and go be a garbage man or something.
Yeah, go be a garbage man and clean up the mess you just made in the kitchen.
Well, there wouldn't be a mess in the kitchen if Chef Pee-Pee would buy plastic plates for me to practice with. Or even better, he should buy paper plates because then he could just use them and then throw them away and he wouldn't even have to worry about dishes. Mario, just come and look at the mess.
I'm gonna look at the mess.
Hey, Daddy, I'll bet you $5 there's not a mess in the kitchen.
Okay, I'll bet you $5.
Well, hold on. You gotta give me a 30-minute head start to go clean it up.
No, Jeffy!
All right, well then, fine. Be disappointed. Look, Mario!
Chef
I'm a doggy in the streets, but a freak in the sheets. I said, yeah.
Jeffy, I'm so tired of you being in bed all the time.
You threw off my groove.
Jeffy, I don't, what? No, Jeffy, I'm so tired of you making messes and doing bad things. Just stop.
Well, Danny, I have a wild imagination, and I'm just being creative.
Jeffy, breaking stuff and doing bad things is not being creative.
Well, I'm a young spirit, and I need to frolic.
Oh, I just wish there was something I could do to you to punish you so you'd learn something.
Well, you could give me a spanking.
I'm not giving you a spanking, Jeffy, because every time I give you a spanking, you go, oh, she poppy. It doesn't even hurt you.
Well, I promise I won't go, oh, she poppy, okay? Here, give me a spanking, like a good hard one, like put a little bit of hate behind it.
See, that's why I don't give you spankings, Jeffy. I wish there was another way to punish you where you'd learn something. No, Poopy Butt. No, I said do not go on the couch. Where's your shock collar remote? Wait a minute. Shock collar?
Daddy, I have an idea.
What?
Why don't we put the shock collar on you, and every time you yell, it'll shock you.
I got a better idea.
Daddy, this is not what I had in mind.
All right, Jeffy. Now, every time you do something bad, I'm going to shock you.
Does it hurt?
Do you want to find out?
Kinda.
Then do something bad.
Ah! Just kidding, Daddy. It doesn't work. Ah! I was hoping you would believe me.
All right, Jeffy. Every time you do something bad, I'm going to shock you.
Okay, well, I just won't do anything bad.
Yeah, like I believe that. I bet you can't go 24 hours without doing something bad. You know what? If you can go a whole day without doing something bad, you can take it off.
Okay, and then I'll put it on you, and I'll shock you every time you do something bad.
Okay, that's a deal. So, how about this? From 6 p.m. today till 6 p.m. tomorrow, you can't do anything bad.
All right, deal. 24 hours without doing anything bad just so I can shock you one time? That's a deal, Daddy. Easy peasy.
Well, you're going to lose the bet because you're going to do something bad.
No, I won't.
All right, well, I think it's dinner time, Jeffy.
Oh, good. I'm hungry. What's for dinner?
Come on. All right, Jeffy. Look what's for dinner.
Oh, Daddy, you rascal.
So you're going to eat them, Jeffy, or are you going to throw your plate on the ground like you always do?
Well, as much as I would like to add to the collection of broken plates on the floor, I so badly want to shock you. So I'm going to eat every single one of these disgusting green boogers with a huge smile on my face.
I would love to see that.
All right, Daddy, watch me work. Oh, man, Dave, those were some disgusting green beans, but it's going to be worth it when I can hold down that button and shock you until your eyes pop out of your head. That's going to be pee-pee.
I can't believe you just ate those, Jeffy, but you're going to mess up soon. You're going to mess up eventually.
No, I won't, Daddy, because it's going to be worth it.
Well, you still have to go to school tomorrow, and you better be there on time, and you better not get in trouble at school.
Okay, Daddy, I'm actually going to wake up early, and I'll even walk to school.
The shock collar is such a good idea, but I don't want him to shock me. I have to get him to mess up. All right, Jeffy, you have to go to bed. And if you pee the bed, that counts as doing something bad.
Daddy, don't worry. I have a clothespin and I closed the hole off, so I'm not peeing the bed tonight.
Well, if you still have an accident, that counts as doing something bad, and then you won't be able to shock me tomorrow.
Daddy, rest assured, you will be shocked tomorrow night.
Well, no, you're going to mess up. I know you are. You pee the bed almost every night. Nope. So, good night, Jeffy.
Good night, Daddy.
All right, so all I have to do now is fill up a glass of water and pour it on Jeffy's bed and make him look like he had an accident. And then he can't shock me tomorrow. All right, all I have to do is pour the water on the bed and make it look like Jeffy peed so he can't shock me tomorrow.
You piece of shrimp!
What? Jeffy,
Daddy, what are you doing?
I wanted to start a garden in your room, and I wanted to grow strawberries.
Oh, really? Well, let me tell you what I think happened. I think you were pouring the water in the bed to make it look like I peed the bed so I could get in trouble and you would shock me!
No.
Let me tell you something, Daddy. I'm not going down that easy. So you hot bottom out of this room, and you go to bed.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what I thought, mister. Stupid dang trying to get me in trouble. I'm not going to sleep all night long.
Oh, all right, Crafts. Today, we're going to have a quiet day because I have a huge headache. I'm talking big, not like my egg roll, but big, you know. So today, you guys are going to be quiet, okay? I don't care what you do. You can draw, you can color, you can...